Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Homeland Security visited Genesis 2 days ago. Ted was at a business meeting, the owner of the network. He finally was able to meet with Homeland Security yesterday, and we will tell you what is going on after the first break that is coming up. Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, we're big, we're having an effect, and the enemies of the Republic, the security apparatus that the globalists have set up, is there to protect the terrorist that carried out the terror attacks and is there to bring in a hardcore police state here in the United States. We have this from top former CIA analyst, former head of the Treasury Department. We have this from White House historians. We have this from sociologists. We have this from political scientists, from very diverse backgrounds come on this radio show and tell you the same thing over and over again, and it has nothing to do with George Bush or Barack Obama. They are complete puppets carrying this out. They are following orders to a T. Barack Obama has called for a new world order in Germany. Hitler, of course, second book was The New World Order, a pamphlet. Hitler, in almost every speech, called for a new world order. So much so that we've got Disney anti-Nazi cartoons aired in newsreels during World War II, where it makes fun of Hitler with Daffy Duck in Germany, with the Nazis stomping around singing New World Order. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Barack Obama goes to Germany, calls for a New World Order, and with a vicious look in his eye, says that all Americans, all people of the world, must serve the New World Order. This is just unbelievably evil. There is no doubt this was a written speech by design to let the world know he is for one world government and that, don't worry, elite, I'm New World Order, I'm Bilderberg, I'm going to continue the agenda, and I'm going to fool all these schmucks and chumps and idiots that are watching me. These fools, you know, have no idea. I have fooled the black people. I have fooled the white liberals. They think because I'm half black that I'm somehow going to save people, as if the New World Order a million times hasn't hired blacks to carry out all sorts of horrible operations in Africa and in the United States, as if it matters what color he is. Now, we are truly colorblind here, and it shows how the, quote, left and many others are not. They are obsessed with color, and because he's got some more melanin in his skin and is a you know, light shade of chestnut brown, everything is just fine. Well, if having chestnut skin is good and is the only prerequisite you need, I can find you any number of rednecks who work out in the oil fields who've got darker skin than Barack Obama. It doesn't mean that they should be president. In fact, I can go out and bake in the sun for a month and get darker than Barack Obama. It means nothing, the melanin in his skin. Nothing, 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 nothing. The guy is total New World Order and is definitely their man with this speech. We are in a lot of trouble, and I'm not saying vote for McCain. They give you false choices. You know, it's like, do you want to be shot in a firing squad by 30-06 or 308? It doesn't matter when 20 bullets are going to be flying into your skin, whether it's 308 or 30-06. And you can debate which one of them is the 308 and which one's the 30-06. The 30-06, I guess, is a little more power, a little more punch to it. I guess one of them is going out the muzzle at, what, 1,300 feet per second. The other's going out at 1,400 feet per second, depending on the load. Makes no difference. No difference. It's still a high-powered rifle round. Folks, the news I've got is all off the charts. U.S. foreclosures double as house prices decline. GM and Ford on the verge of bankruptcy. Navy prosecutor in Gitmo case. Fourth plane shot down. Government-required distance education spy cameras on Americans. Soy foods reduce sperm count numbers. It just goes on and on. Ultra-massive radio broadcast.
We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. The House Judiciary Committee has been hearing a list of speakers worshiping George Bush. The deck stacked against Dennis Kucinich, and he has had his hands tied and has been told that he can't read any articles of impeachment or bring forward any of the charges. Just a on-its-face kangaroo court hearing. And that is what impeachment is, where they have the decision whether to indict or not in the House. In the full House, and they hear the charges. The House acts as the grand jury. If they bill the indictment, it goes to the Senate for the trial. But we're not to that point after years of manifest crimes, admissions by the White House they've committed thousands of crimes, just in the spying alone without warrants, having to pass retroactive laws to protect themselves. There's no debating it. But Dennis Kucinich has valiantly fought to get a hearing, and then Conyers, who controls the committee, suddenly at the last minute says, oh, by the way, you can't talk bad about the president, you can't criticize him, you can't really discuss anything he's done, and you can't read any of your articles of impeachment. And then he says, and then the Senate says, can I just read one about lying about WMDs? And we have White House memos saying they were lying premeditatedly. And Conyers says, no, you can't even read that. You can't even read newspaper articles or White House documents in here. And so we will track that. We'll also open the phones because I haven't been able to watch hour after hour of it. I watched a little bit this morning. I've watched some clips online and YouTube clips of people cheering as Dennis Kucinich comes in, the people in the gallery. But we'll condense it all down and cover whatever is most important today. You listeners who have been watching and are listening to the audio feeds, you are welcome to call in at the bottom of the hour. In fact, you can get lined up now at 1-800-259-9231, specifically about the Judiciary Committee hearing that is ongoing and what you've witnessed and what you have seen there. I've got some of our writers that have been watching it this morning are going to do reports later in the afternoon on it. We'll also post all the news from other sources on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for you today. And in the next hour, next 4 hours, we will break all of the developments down for you and, as I said, take your phone calls. But I'm asking listeners to call in who've been watching the hearing specifically. I really don't want to open the phones up and have somebody tell me that I'm not a Christian because I speak out against the government and it's not of the Lord to do that. Or I don't want to open the phone up and you know, hear from a caller asking why I don't talk about space aliens. I'm asking you listeners to, and I'm asking people to not call in and fill up the lines with BS, which is what folks do. See, we don't screen phone calls here. And so what happens is I occasionally say, I have a guest on, say, about the JFK murder, assassination. I want you to call in about that if you have a question. I open the phone up, and it's never on subject. Or I say, I want to get your take on Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and their impending implosion. I want to hear your stories of what's happening with you and your house and your mortgage and your home value. And I can take 10 phone calls, and maybe one person calls in to talk about that. Now, 95% of the time when we take calls, I say it's a free-for-all, whatever you want to bring up, whatever subject you want to discuss. But in the few cases where I need intelligence, I need information, I need your help with things, well, when I say I want state police to call in and talk about, are they getting federal training to go under martial law? And then I get state police emails saying, well, we tried to call in, your phones are busy. And then when I go to the calls, it's all about other subjects. So I'm going to tell listeners something, and I'm not mad at the general listeners, but for people that abuse the openness of this show, when I ask for specific people to be able to call in, I'm going to hang up on you if you bring up another subject when I'm asking for specific information so other people that have information on that can call in. Okay, I mean, it's gotten out of control, completely and totally out of control. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up at the bottom of the hour for what you witnessed in the impeachment hearings. Okay, and then later we'll be able to codify and watch more of the videos, and I've got people watching and writing stories. But right now, I want to hear from you what your response is, what your take is on this whitewash, this kangaroo-rigged hearing of just biblical proportions. We are going to be talking to Ted Anderson and Anthony Yasha here in just a moment about Homeland Security visits to the network. Very serious issues there. But coming up, U.S. foreclosures double as house prices decline. Ford and GM on the verge of bankruptcy. That's Bloomberg, folks. Okay? I mean, the president's telling you the economy's great and the two automakers are about to go under. Navy prosecutor in Gitmo case says fourth plane shot down. This is incredible. In testimony, saying the government shot the plane down. Now, we already knew that. We already had Air Force colonels and generals on. We've already covered it and told you the name of the pilot who fired two AIM-9 Sidewinders into the aircraft, Flight 93, and we're called conspiracy theorists. I mean, they had an awards ceremony giving the pilot one of the highest Air Force medals for it because a general refused to follow orders to stand down and blew that aircraft out of the air. And it was going to go into the Capitol is what we're getting from the Air Force. In fact, that was the testimony. It was, quote, going into the Capitol dome, government decapitation. Some have said Building 7. In my film, Martial Law, off of our sources, I said the Capitol. And we're being proven right in testimony. Rumsfeld slipped up three times and said they shot down Flight 93. A bunch of other generals have an open testimony because everybody knows it. The military did its job and did not follow orders from Dick Cheney and blew that aircraft out of the air. And so they then concocted the Todd Beamer story of Let's Roll, knowing a bunch of saps would buy into it. Okay? And put out their little fake phone call from 35,000 feet, which they admit doesn't work. So we're going to cover that, too. Huge news there. You better thank God the Air Force blew that aircraft out of the air and killed those people, because they would have taken out the Capitol. We would have been in total martial law. Government to require distance education spy cameras. I told you this 5 years ago. They are going to have cameras watching you in all the schools when you take tests, not just distance learning. Soy foods reduce sperm counts. BBC, I've told you this for many years. It absolutely fills you full of estrogen or estrogen-mimicking plant hormones. And it is just very bad for you. So just get that straight. You want your boys to be super feminine and your daughters to be ultra feminine, and for the imbalance in estrogen to cause them to get breast cancer, just knock yourselves out. Don't listen to me. Don't say you weren't warned. Police resources are diverted from other problems to prevent terrorism, International Herald Tribune. And then they show pictures of riot cops. The message is protesting is terrorism. ACLU obtains key memos authorizing CIA torture methods. Guantanamo testimony, U.S. let bin Laden's top bodyguard go. That's in Road to Tyranny, by the way. We told you that 6.5 years ago. It is now in the Miami Herald today. They flew 6,000 Al-Qaeda commanders to safety. They're all CIA card carriers. It's unbelievable. The news I've got is all off the charts. Anthony Yasha called me, I guess, Wednesday, begging for help. Anthony Yasha is a great We Are Changed fellow. A lot of the footage he shot and others shot is in Truth Rising. He talked about getting a job at Genesis. He's done freelance affiliate relations for us, calling AM and FM folks to get more affiliates or to get affiliates to pick up more of the show or pick us up on the weekends. He's done that successfully. And he's worked in the office, but as a freelancer contractor up in Minnesota. He has no criminal record, great guy. Other We Are Change people, they're some of the best We Are Change. Very polite, very eloquent. You've seen them all over the news talking to McCain. It's made national attention several times. They also went to press conferences. Jesse Ventura wouldn't talk to anybody but them because he knows who We Are Change are and his fans. Just they are, even when they're being grabbed on, they go with Genesis Press Passes, a network with hundreds of AM and FM affiliates, one of the largest independent networks in the world. He has an InfoWars press pass. We sent him the template and then had him laminate it. And they arrested him, saying he had fake documents a few weeks ago, and he didn't want to make a big deal about it at the time. He wanted to make sure that they dropped it and left him alone. Then Homeland Security tried to show up at the office 2 days ago. Ted was gone at a business meeting. They said they'd come back. They paranoidly called Ted yesterday and said, meet me at a restaurant. I don't want to come there. Then he said, you know, why do you guys think 9/11 is an inside job? So they admitted it was about political harassment, said to Ted, why do you guys, you know, why is this Anthony guy think 9/11 is an inside job? So they're there saying, why do you think it's an inside job? And saying, we know these are fake documents, that he didn't have real press passes. And Ted said, no, I told him, you know, he has a press pass from us. We want him to go report for us. He's been talking to Governor Ventura as well. I mean, if you must know, about doing a show on Genesis. So all of this is going on, all of this is happening, and the guy was getting, in Ted's words, on the phone with me last night. Ted called me at about 11:30 when I was here at work. Pissy is the word. Getting pissy with Ted at a restaurant over coffee, saying, no, it's a fake. It's a fake document. We want to charge him with manufacturing fake press passes. Well, I mean, they happen to have a website that gets hundreds of thousands of hits a month. If he wanted to make up a press pass, they said his We Are Change was fake. They have a website. They make the news. They have InfoWars press passes. They have Genesis press passes. They're real. And I've had Secret Service here. I'm sick of them coming to my office. We've got them up at Genesis. They are upset that we are affecting change, that we are asking real questions at press conferences, and this is an attempt to attack the First Amendment and intimidate free speech with a chilling effect, and the Secret Service is going to get sued if they don't leave us alone real fast, and I mean personally.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold drive.
The Secret Service agent's comments to Ted over coffee.
The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
But why would anybody believe 9/11's an inside job?
I live back in the woods, you see.
Makes the connection
and the dogs and me.
For the fact that this is political. We have the White House memos going back 5 years ago that have been all over the news, where they tell the Secret Service to go out and recruit local police to violate people's First Amendment and arrest them for peaceful demonstrations and to put them, quote, in free speech areas where the press cannot see them. And they say it's not for security. It is so that the cameras don't see them for political effect. You're caught red-handed. And you become a secret police intimidation force when you start going around trying to stop We Are Change, which has gone and protested live TV events on the city streets of New York. I was arrested for that, which has made the news hundreds of times peacefully and has done nothing violent but been assaulted. We have police on video coming up and saying cameras are guns, that we have bombs, saying we know you don't have bombs, but we're going to say you have bombs. That's the whole point of Truth Rising, ladies and gentlemen. You know what it's like having the Secret Service at our office here twice? You know what it's like, Ted, having Secret Service come out twice? You know what it's like for Anthony Jassa to get arrested and saying he has fake press passes, and now they want us to lie and say that we didn't give him press passes? We're not going to do it! Now, I want to go to Ted Anderson. We got Anthony Jassa waiting in the wings there, who's just one of the best people out there asking questions eloquently, politely, at press conferences in America! For this network. Ted, this is getting serious, and I know you're a calm guy on the air, but you were a little bit mad last night when you talked to me, and I like seeing that backbone. You said that you're getting sick of this.
Oh, there's no question about it, Alex. I mean, here, what they're trying to do is they're trying to pick on Anthony. Here, he's a complete peaceful, you know, asking questions. I guess you can't ask questions about 9/11 at a news conference for John McCain. Otherwise, you can expect to have visits from the Secret Service. From what I understand, not only have they confronted Anthony Jassa, they've been talking to his fiance, girlfriend, wife. I don't know what the relationship
is. Yeah, it's his fiance. When he's at work, they come to her and say, so you're planning violence. Let us in your computers right now, without warrants, trying to intimidate their way in on a woman.
I can tell you right now, I know no violent, nothing, I've never seen that in Anthony at all. I don't think he has any intentions to...
Well, of course not. They know that. They know that. They're there to try to scare everybody from going out and asking questions of John McCain when it makes it on four or five networks.
Well, that's the thing. What they're trying to pin on him right now is that he had false documents, but he doesn't have false documents. He's thinking that I'm trying to cover for him, that he made these documents, and now I'm saying I gave him permission. I gave him permission long before.
Anthony on five times on this show reporting as an InfoWars Genesis reporter.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
He's had his own cubicle at the office. It's ridiculous. And you tell him that, you know, you pay him. Okay, he goes out and he does work for us.
That's the whole point about it, Alex. I mean, they're trying to pin this all on him. What they're trying to do is they're trying to probably make him into a scapegoat or something.
And what it is that I don't have Ryan Slickhuysen working for me full-time who would make these beautiful press passes, and so we just send the template out and say, laminate it yourself with their name and picture on it, and that's how the press works. It doesn't matter. He's here reporting. He comes and says, I'm press from We Are Change. They say that's a fake press pass when it's his website and his news group. I mean, we're allowed as Americans to go to events and ask questions. This is insane. By the way, these are open public events for McCain. I mean, anybody could show up and say they're press and ask questions.
Well, and Dan Thiel with the Secret Service, the guy that met with me, was saying that that we don't have the right to do that, that we don't have a right to create a pass and end up on a podium with the press. And the fact of the matter is, and I asked him straight up, I said, what is the press? I've got 200 AM and FM stations that pick up our stuff here. And play it on air. We are the press. I mean, what do you have to have, a newspaper? Maybe you have to have a membership with the CIA or something.
No, there's only a few places. They have congressional press passes issued by Congress for the Capitol building to get into committee meetings. And they know that. It's all color of law. They think we're stupid. They're scared of the American people becoming the press. That's why they want to shut down the web. That is exactly what they're doing. And so the Secret Service is now telling Ted Anderson, you don't have a right to send reporters to events. This is outrageous. Stay there, Ted. I want to bring in Anthony Yasha on the other side. This is the battle for the Republic, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to send reporters. We ought to pull up some of the YouTube clips of We Are Change Minnesota asking questions. These are the people that have just been doing such a great job, and the Secret Service wants it to stop. They don't want questions to Bill Clinton or Hillary or Barack Obama or to John McCain. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're here live, tip of the spear. Back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated two-hour transmission we call the Final Edition. End of the week, start of a new week. Recapping what's happened and looking forward to the next week. That's right, folks. We work 7 days a week here in the fight against the New World Order because we are in desperate times, desperate straits. Fascism is being brought into the United States. They're about to change horses and pass it on to Barack Obama, who's called for world government. That is coming up. We've also got Kucinich valiantly fighting against the tyranny. We're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Coming up on what you've been witnessing with the impeachment hearings going for the last 4 hours, last 3.5 hours, if you want to be technical. I just want to be clear that when George Bush, and there was that whole two-month-long election fight in 2000 with Al Gore, I would try to peacefully go down and videotape the governor's mansion with hundreds of reporters and scores of news agencies, hundreds of newspapers. They had pro-Gore, pro-Bush people running around, hitting each other with signs. The Secret Service would ignore that. The Secret Service guys were dressed up kind of in gang member outfits. These disguises were unbelievable. You'd have like a 45, 50-year-old gray-haired white guy with big bling Mercedes-Benz gold chains, bling, hanging around his neck, and they'd come up and shove me and say, where you parked, Alex? What you doing, Alex? Need to get out of here, Alex. We don't like you being here, Alex. And they'd look just like a criminal out of a movie or a gangster, and I'd be like, I'm here videotaping what's going on and covering this, and you need to stop it. And then, oh, I turn around, they bump into me. Oh, sorry, I bumped into you. Oh, you're going to do something. I'll never forget that one little guy. He was about 5'2". And there were other people, folks that were definitely special ops, and I'd say, oh, now we got Navy SEALs out here. And they'd laugh and go, hi, Jones. you know, those guys walking around were a little more professional than the in their plain clothes than the Secret Service, following us to our car. So I said, that's it. I'm coming back with a bullhorn. Came out with a bullhorn. ABC News cameraman runs across the street, punches me in the throat. State police run over and say, yes, we saw him hit you, but we're going to arrest you if you do anything back. And I was just like, you people are unbelievable. I'm the bad one because I'm the good guy. I'm the guy defending America. I'm the guy that knows what's going on. We're the people that understand what's happening. Now, we've had Secret Service out here twice. And now, every day on YouTube, I see threats to the president, threats to this and that. They never get investigated, never stop. It's just all over the web now. I'm going to do this to Obama. We're going to do this to Bush. We're going to just everybody threat. You know, with these anonymous people saying, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Nothing happens. But we have these little provocateurs go on our message boards and try to do it. You know, again, trying to cause us problems. And then we've caught the same IP addresses. We can go look, then tattling on themselves above it and pointing it out. Look, they're calling for violence, and it's the same IP address. So they know that We Are Change is peaceful. They know that Anthony Yasha is peaceful. They know what's going on. And they're now telling Ted Anderson, this is the key. Why do you guys think 9/11 is an inside job? Why do your reporters think that? That's weird. And by the way, you can't issue people press passes. Well, I mean, what do you think it is when it's a local Minnesota paper or a local TV station or a local blogger? They come and you just get accredited to get in. You call the event that John McCain's going to be at in 2 days, or Barack Obama, and you say, yeah, I want to be at that town hall meeting in the press box. And they say, okay, well, we're already full up, or you can be in the outside press box, and, you know, okay, and they give you a press pass. Okay? And that's how that works. Or if it's a public event, you can just go in and go get in the press area. I can tell you how many times when Governor Bush was governor, I'd go to one of his press conferences. And he's there to give a speech, and you just show up and walk right in. Nobody stops you. They're open to the event. Now, at the DuPont photo masking plant, when I asked him a peaceful question about the Federal Reserve destroying America with the fiat currency in 1998, they had me kidnapped for an hour. It's all on video. In fact, John, I've sent you that audio. Let's play that coming up. And they grabbed me, almost, you know, dislocated my shoulder. I still roll over in the middle of the night sometimes and have just incredible spasms of pain into my shoulder from the Williamson County Constables and the State Police Protective Services almost ripping my arm out of the socket, putting my fist all the way up behind my back to the center top of my back, and sitting there going, you're going down, boy. Trap him up against the wall, and shoving my head under the glass and giggling about it, attacking free speech, attacking America. And I have had enough of it. We will ask our questions. We will go to press conferences. And we're on two affiliates that are in Chicago. One's outside Chicago, one's in Chicago, that re-air the show at night in the morning. We're on in Kansas City. We're on in Niagara Falls. We're on in Rochester. We're on outside Tampa. We're on in Austin, Texas. We're on 590. We're on 1330 in Taylor right here in Austin. We're on KCAA in San Diego. We're on affiliates in Montana. We're in affiliates in Utah. We're on affiliates just all Tennessee, WBCR, Knoxville, all over the place. I have the number one show on the internet for radio, not just AM and FM. International shortwave, satellites. We lease an ABC Star Guide feeding the stations. All of this is media as it gets. I'm a guest on national television shows, the biggest radio shows in the country. I have reporters. And the Secret Service just says to the guy that is the owner of the network that syndicates my radio show, saying, you aren't allowed, Mr. Anderson, and by extension, Alex Jones, to have a press pass. You're not allowed to send reporters. That is illegal. That is against the law. Ted, exactly what did the Secret Service man say? And then I want to go to Anthony Yasha. What did he say about you're not allowed to issue press passes, Ted Anderson?
Well, no, what he was really alluding to is he's alluding to the fact that Anthony Jessa had made these press passes without consent from Genesis Communications Network, and I said that's not true. Anthony Jessa had permission personally for me to have a press pass from Genesis Communications Network. What they're trying to do is they're trying to pin on Anthony that he had falsified documents. And to me, I mean, The bottom line is that they don't want us there. They don't want us asking questions. And to me, the whole point is, hey, if you're going to ask about 9/11 over at a press conference when you have John McCain there, perhaps even Barack Obama, you're going to have the Secret Service all over you. And you might as well be ready for that. But I also told the Secret Service guy, I said, you know, whatever you do to Anthony, don't think that's going to make it stop, because these guys are all over the United States. They're everywhere. They will be at these press conferences, and they'll be asking these questions. And they should be. And, you know, we have Jesse Ventura and all these other, you know, mainstream, high-profile people that are asking the same questions. I don't think they can get away from
it. We have German defense ministers. Great point, Ted. We have German defense ministers, former Italian presidents, former CIA section chief Berlin, Bill Christensen, former top CIA briefer for Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Ray McGovern, Mr. Baer, Bob Baer, the... individual that Sirianni's made about, one of the most famous living CIA commanders, field commanders, saying inside job on this show. Are they going to get Secret Service visits? Here's another one. Here is the Miami Herald. Guantanamo testimony. U.S. let bin Laden's top bodyguard go. And they go on to say that they grabbed 12 and 14-year-old villagers and keep them for 6 years, but that when they got bin Laden's top bodyguard, they immediately let him go quietly. Well, that's because they're CIA. And the troops... This has been in mainstream news, kept capturing real Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And in fact, the troops had captured 6,000 of them during the invasion in 2001, 2002. They were ordered to release them and even give them money, give them gold. And that came out in mainstream news. That's in my film, Road to Tyranny, 6.5+ years old, the first major 9/11 film. And it's all mainstream news, but back of the paper, that they're protecting Al-Qaeda. And I have another report here, Infowars.net, but it's from Reuters. We point out Reuters. This is from Reuters. Navy prosecutor in Gitmo case, fourth plane shot down. Bin Laden driver case contains revealing details. Through the trial, the man dubbed Osama bin Laden's driver, when they released his real protector, CIA protector officer, as primarily functioning as a showpiece for Bush administration war on terror. Some interesting information emerged from the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base yesterday in the form of a direct admission from the U.S. prosecutor that the fourth plane was shot down. The revelation came during assertions from representatives for the prosecution that Salim Hamadin had detailed knowledge of the intended target of the fourth hijacked plane on 9/11. And a quote, if they hadn't shot down the fourth plane, it would have hit the dome of the Capitol, Stone, a Navy officer, said in the opening remarks. And we'll cover this more later. The point is, cops, military, Secret Service, don't go demand Ted Anderson come meet you at a coffee shop because you're, quote, afraid we're going to surveil you and then tell us we're crazy about 9/11 when we know how to read newspapers, buddy. When we know how to interview Norman Mineta, that's what We Are Change went and did, saying, no, Dick Cheney's lying. I was in the bunker with him as the whole hijacking thing started. Cheney tried to lie and say he got there later. You know, I mean, we're going to keep bringing this out, okay? You may think it's cute and funny the government killed 3,000 of us, but we don't think it's funny. We happen to have the courage and the will to come out and expose this.
Well, that's another thing, too, Alex, is that the normal everyday people, including the Secret Service people, are, you know, they don't want to take the idea of the fact that there could be a conspiracy, if you will use those words. Obviously, it's a conspiracy with these airplanes flying into the World Trade Center, and that it might not be some guy from a cave that ran this whole thing and made the whole operation occur. You know, I asked the guy myself, I said, well, explain to me how two towers got hit by airplanes and three ended up falling, and why did they look like controlled demolitions? And he said, I don't know. You know, he didn't have an answer.
And why did a Secret Service agent go to investigate and got capped in the head inside Building 7 is the info we've got. I mean, I bet he didn't even know a Secret Service guy died in there. I bet he didn't know the head of FBI counterterrorism who just retired telling British newspapers the government is going to let bin Laden hit probably the World Trade Center in the next few months as a pretext to invade Afghanistan and launch a war on terror. John O'Neill. Oh, you didn't know about that Secret Service. Well, why don't you use your investigative skills to investigate the truth? Why don't you find out the truth that you were based in that building with the CIA? Okay, let's bring Anthony up. Anthony, this is incredible. Tell folks about what happened with them now visiting your fiance when you were at work, and now they're saying that telling your girlfriend that they think that We Are Change is planning to try to attack Barack Obama when we've written articles talking about, out of the Dallas Morning News first reported, that the Secret Service is pulling protection off of him and not looking for guns when people go into events with him. So they're the ones that are leaving the door open like they did in Dallas 44 years ago. Anthony, this is insane.
Oh, it's getting sickening to the point where, I mean, but they show up, and if they're, I don't know, if they planned on making sure they showed up when I was gone, but it sure seems that way, and just how they sit there and try to, they try to act like Columbo, like they're playing stupid, but they know something. But, I mean, I guess my biggest question, I mean, these guys do take an oath to uphold the Constitution, do they not? I mean, if they're an intelligence agency, and that they can sit there and ask people like Ted and stuff why we would think 9/11 was an inside job and waste all these state resources driving from my house to Genesis to Jamie's house up north in Maple Grove. And just, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at the definition of terrorism by Webster's. It's the systematic use of violence, terror, and intimidation to achieve an end. And that's exactly what I see. I mean, I don't scare very easily, and just what they've been pulling since that McCain event, it's just, like I say, I mean, it just feel like they're running around in the shadows, plotting and planning.
Well, they've got to protect the terrorists that carried out the attack. That's the most important thing for the criminals that run our government. And you've got a lot of useful idiots. These guys probably even believe what they're saying and drunk in the Kool-Aid like Hitler's SS, his Secret Service. But expanding on this, and their new role is the new Gestapo in America, the front line of that, whether they like it or not, that's just the fact. They've engaged in intimidation, attacks on the First Amendment, high crimes and misdemeanors. The entire agency has. We have their own memos where they are there to stop free speech. They don't want cameras on protesters. Now, to be specific, they kind of forced their way in on your girlfriend and then said, well, let us search your computers. You know, why are you planning to go after Barack Obama? They're trying to put words in her mouth. Tell folks what they were doing.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, when they first showed up here, my fiance was upstairs. We live in a split house, and they actually ran into our landlord downstairs. And they were, I mean, she's a pretty smart girl. She can see a salesman or whatever you want to call him a mile away. And they were trying to basically slick talk her into giving them permission to just come in the house. And she's like, well, if you don't, you can go in if you got a warrant. And if you don't, you can't. And you can ring the doorbell, though, and she comes down. And they just play polite, and I mean, like, say, like the Columbo, where they're acting like they don't really know what's going on, but they do, supposedly. And they came up in the living room. There was one, I'm not sure the name because I wasn't here. We only caught the last name, and I believe that is the same one that called Ted, and got into our living room, basically. And then it was like, well, where do you keep your computers? Are you guys planning on harming Barack Obama? And I mean, if you guys are supposedly the investigators and you're top-notch security, supposedly, you would know that we are no threat. It would take 5 to 10 minutes of research.
But you are a threat through your political speech under the First Amendment. America and freedom is the threat to their tyranny.
Exactly. We are, I mean, exposing what's going on and people that are riding around this country and even other countries now protecting. And
yeah, I need Kurt Nemo or Steve Watson or somebody to put an article together. I just saw him again in the news last week with those White House memos to the Secret Service saying, you know, use local police, have them intimidate and violate people's rights, stop them from having their speech, stop them from being able to be in front of news cameras. I mean, it's all about political aim. They know you're no threat, Anthony. Now they're trying to set you up on false documents. Do not talk to them. They will lie and say that you gave false statements to a federal officer, their favorite Byzantine false law of imprisoning people. And from this point on, if they show up at my office, I'm not talking to them. Because, you know, they show up and say, we want the IP address of this person making a threat. I've said, okay, I'll email it to you, because, you know, obviously we don't want their own goons on our websites doing that. But from this point on, I'm going to tell them, listen, your comrades are engaging in violations of the First Amendment, serious violations of trying to chill the First Amendment and setups and the rest of it. So just don't come around here and don't violate my rights, or I will personally sue you. And you'll probably beat the rap, but you won't beat the ride. Stop violating my First Amendment. Leave me alone. You know, I was enough to be all over Virginia for Bilderberg and to have goon after goon following us. And And you'd see him the next day in a clown mask following you. And we got video of that and, you know, everywhere. And them coming up to us in the restaurants and say, oh, hi, Alex, I'm a fan. Do you want to attack the State Department with me? And I'm like, come on, Fed. No, we're nonviolent. And you know that. And then it was just giggling and smirking and laughing and just, you know, we don't deal the narcotics like your bosses do. We don't carry out terror attacks like your bosses do. We don't do biological and chemical testing, tens of thousands of instances declassified against the American people like your bosses do. We didn't devalue the dollar like your bosses did. We didn't run child kidnapping rings like your bosses did all over the news. We don't have hundreds of gay porn stars and madams in the White House like your bosses do. We're just normal people that don't want to be slaves, okay? Let's just get that straight. Well, Anthony, we've got your six, as they say. And you're not going to give in to this intimidation, are you? Are you going to intensify your First Amendment actions?
Oh, yeah. Somebody told me the other day, and I it did definitely throw a chill through me, but he said, the way they went about this, it's like trying to put out a fire with gasoline.
What do you mean they put a chill on you?
Well, just a scare effect. I mean, it affected me. I mean,
stay there. I want to hear about that. And then, but they were scared to come into Genesis. They thought Ted would videotape them. Support InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We are changed, Minnesota. We are changed.org in New York. We are changed, the Netherlands, England, Los Angeles, Colorado. We are changed, Colorado has exposed three separate groups who are openly planning violence at the DNC, connected to the FBI and connected to other groups going back into the 80s and 60s. That had been involved in provocateur actions, and we got it in the Denver Post three times and a bunch of other newspapers. It was in the Denver Post yesterday, linked to InfoWars, following our reporting, saying, good, they're trying to stop provocateurs. You understand, terrorist, it's over. We know we caught you in Montebello for the North American Union Summit with cops dressed up like anarchists, and all the major news had to report that you staged attacks on police. Over. Game over. This isn't like the 60s where there's just a group or two you can target and set up. It's not going to stop. You understand? We are stopping the violence in Minnesota. We are stopping the provocateurs in Denver for the DNC. We are the opposite. I make films about exposing provocateurs. Police state to the takeover. The We Are Change folks are people we woke up, people that we taught. You understand? We know your game plan. We are exposing you, the provocateurs. Now tell me about this call, this other call that was a chilling.
Oh, just that they would show up at my house, and then literally within 20 minutes after being here, I called one of my associates here for Minnesota We Are Change, and he just got the hunch to call our other guy, Jamie, that was involved at the town hall, the meeting, and pretty much by the time he had given him a call, literally when he got off the phone saying, yeah, I guess Anthony just got, or Anthony's girlfriend got visited by Secret Service. They showed up at his house and then proceeded to go down to Genesis after that, or it was either the next morning. But like I say, I mean, it really hit home where, I mean, just the questioning when I was talking to my fiance about what they think I'm planning on doing when they know that I'm not going to do it, and it just makes me kind of nervous. And like I say, it's giving me a little chill, but it's not going to.
Well,
stop me in any way.
Check your car every day when you get in it, because they'll plant stuff on you.
Definitely.
Some of them always go to events with people, have multiple cameras and somebody outside, and just realize that we're dealing with people, whether they're knowingly part of it or not, that are the Secret Service knows they have provocateurs. They know the FBI doesn't. It's all about stopping the First Amendment. Ted, this agent was also scared to come into the office, wasn't he?
Yeah, he didn't want to be videotaped and have it up on YouTube. That's what his concern was.
Well, let's just be clear. I got cameras on the outside of my office and on the inside. The Secret Service has been here and looked at them twice. We didn't put that on YouTube. We don't want to mess with you. We don't want you messing with us. Get out of the way of our First Amendment.
Yeah.
Stop obstructing our liberty.
Well,
stop obstructing the First Amendment.
Anthony has good reason to be nervous, because they pretty much have surpassed habeas corpus with the Patriot Act. And if they want to hold somebody indefinitely, they can. Without legal representation.
Well, we got a network of people everywhere. We've got heavy hitters in Hollywood, in Congress, in the highest levels of the music scene, and that's why they're scared of us, because we've got Governor Ventura, We've got just the list goes on and on. Best actress this year. I mean, it's just growing and growing. We are the majority. The cat is out of the bag, and it is only going to backfire. I mean, that's why Truth Rising is so important. With the police saying a camera is a gun and saying we're going to plant bombs on you and say that you have bombs. We know you don't have bombs, but we're going to plant bombs on you. Okay, and you're going to go to prison for bombs. On tape. That's how arrogant they are. Folks, you've got to support us. You've got to stand with us. Anthony, give out the Minnesota We Are Change website.
It'll be MN Change, like Minnesota, abbreviated MNChange.org.
MNChange.org. We got your six, buddy. You got my home number and cell. We stand with you. You stand with us. God bless you, Anthony Asha. God bless you, Ted Anderson. We need everybody's prayers. Ladies and gentlemen, we are engaging the New World Order.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
After the break, I'm going to open the phones up for people that have been watching the 4 hours now of the impeachment whitewash kangaroo court hearings. I wonder if the Secret Service will visit Dennis Kucinich and threaten to arrest him for bringing up crime. Secret Service has visited this office. They visited Ted Anderson. They have visited Anthony Yasha. We Are Change, who did nothing, saying we have fake press passes to go to events when Genesis has over 200 affiliates, more than 200 with all of his shows combined. I've got like 60-something. Barry Brownfield now is officially carried completely by Genesis. He's got like 70-something. I mean, Free Talk Live's got like 40 or something last time I checked. Bought a big stations. A bunch of our other shows have a ton of affiliates. I mean, it's got to be over 200. We're not media. We're evil. Well, this is for you. Stop violating the Constitution. Don't go down in history as Hitler's Gestapo. That's what the SS was. They were his secret service that he had go nationwide under Reich security, translated to mean land security. Reich to Germans means homeland. Look up Reich in German. Go to a German dictionary online, type German dictionary, type Reich. Hitler would say, Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Führer. One land, one people, one leader. Reich means land. Ein Volk means one people. Ein Reich means one land. Ein Führer means one leader. That is, the Secret Service was the SS. And notice what its abbreviation is. SS, Secret Service, SS. Hitler modeled it off of the Jesuit Order and the United States Secret Service. That's why they even use the same title, SS. We didn't get it from the Nazis, they got it from us. SS, Secret Service, Stundstaffel. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, this song's for you, the Secret Service.
Why there's nothing left for school and hell? Yeah, tell me. see CIA, CIA, yeah. Secret Service.
Jeff, listen, I'm the fortunate one.
No, no, no.
That's the great part about a criminal government. You've got all these little cogs who are compartmentalized, who get to deny what they're part of. And they have certainly trained a lot of people how to violate the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, how to butcher this country and overturn it. And I, for one, am sick of it. Okay, I got Barack Obama calling for world government. You got to love how they're always saying New World Order this. Bill Clinton, George Bush Sr., on and on and on. And the New World Order means world government, tyrannical world government. That's his definition. Hitler called for it. He goes to Germany and calls for it, and the media says it doesn't exist. Remember that. It doesn't exist when we say we don't want it and have North American Union documents, and they're putting in NAFTA highways as they build them. They say it doesn't exist. Just, they talk to us like we're children. It's like people walking out of your house with TV sets they're stealing, and your computer, and your jewelry, and your clothes, and you say, what are you doing? Stealing. Drop that. Hands up. And they say, I'm not taking anything. There's no television set. I don't exist. I'm not here. You're crazy. And some people are so weak-minded, they might say, oh, okay, you're not here. And you walk into your house, your couch has been loaded in the truck, in the big van, they're stealing everything, and I guess you just sit down on the floor and imagine there's a couch there. And we got goons running around trying to set people up with our press passes, saying they're going to charge them with false documents. We've got death threats flowing in. We've got all sorts of corruption going on. We've got them violating the First Amendment everywhere. Secret arrest, the Bill of Rights overturned. They're about to launch a war on a country that doesn't have any nuclear weapons, isn't even close. CIA says 7 years, but the media doesn't care. They go, oh, no, it's decades away. You know, reality says decades away, but they say, oh, no, they've got it right now. We've got to hit them right now. Iran's real vicious and threatening to nuke Israel when they're not. Meanwhile, special forces and Wahhabi al-Qaeda groups, admittedly, are in Iran for 5 years, bombing, shooting police, blowing up schools. White House brags about it and says we're in Iran fighting al-Qaeda when they're using al-Qaeda, Sunnis, a subgroup of the Sunnis, the Wahhabist, fighting the Shiites, opposite group. They talk to you like you're idiots. It's unbelievable. Now, I want to hear about the Kucinich. I've been watching some of it, reading articles, but I want to talk to callers, Islai, Mike, Nolan, and others that have... Islai just dropped. Islai, I was going to you. And we got a bunch of other callers on other subjects, but you can call them with the line open if you specifically have been watching the Kucinich hearings where they stack the deck with a bunch of other people worshiping Bush, saying he's done nothing wrong. We know Bush is a puppet, but he's been the instrument to carry out all these crimes and false wars and lies. So let's go to Mike in Florida, then Nolan and others. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mike, you're on the air.
What's going on, Alex?
Worldwide broadcast. You say you've been watching the hearings. Give us your take on it.
I have been. I've been bouncing in and out since you've been coming on. I've been more or less paying attention to your show. There's a lot of passionate supporters that are going on, or passionate, you know, people out there really speaking truth. And what I'm caught up by is the fact that it's not mentioned anywhere on mainstream media at all. I mean, I was thankful that C-SPAN even put it on. I didn't even think they were going to do that today. You know, the fact that now that we have an Obama speech that's being spoken in France that's highlighting over what people are actually saying in this hearing. The fact that they're pulling out the Constitution, blacking out spots that on issues that the Bush administration has actually canceled out of our Constitution. And then the fact that there's these people on this committee that think that it's ludicrous to be sitting here and even considering impeaching Bush. It's crazy, and it's not getting the due process that it wants, but it is a huge step, and it's very passionate, and I'm so thankful for people like Dennis Kucinich, the gentleman that's in charge of the Veterans for Peace. He spoke very, very elegantly. Bob Barr, he's spoken very well. So good things are happening. I'm upset that it's not being shared more on mainstream.
This is huge news. This is the Judiciary Committee hearing testimony to bring impeachment before the House of Representatives, and it's not on any of the channels. We're flipping around. We're checking them. There's a news blackout on this. This is unbelievable.
Additionally, as I'm flipping through CNN and MSNBC and whatnot, they also have the big story about how there was the airplane that almost went down due to the same thing that happened with Ron Paul on board. And they're giving that a story, but I'm not paying attention to mainstream media too much anymore. But I'm not sure they gave that a highlighting platform as well. But yet I see it doing it for
well, they're also discussing Barack Obama, the eternal distraction. That's all it is. Oh, look at our puppet. Look at him. Will he win? Oh, and does he have what it takes? It doesn't matter. He runs nothing. He is no one.
Yeah, and what's sad is, and I don't want to say what's up to all We Are Change people out there, especially We Are Change Florida. Tomorrow we're going to get on it. I myself, I'm a veteran of the wars. Truth Rising was definitely something that woke me up and got me to get moving. And I want to thank you for it. I want to thank every member of We Are Change, especially good old Luke there. I mean, that man's got he's got heart. And I was an Obama supporter. I was a big Obama supporter because I wanted the war to end. I wanted change. I wanted it. When I first started hearing you say that Obama was this and Obama was that, it just didn't make sense to me. And I want to thank you guys so much for the Bilderberg coverage you did, because that woke me up. And I'm an extremely passionate, educated human being, and one that feels that there's no greater fight in the world than to do this. And I'm not scared to put my life on the line for it. I've done it before. And, yeah, I don't know what they're doing with Obama. He's not the answer. And
well, I want to say to all the veterans, he's a distraction, just like McCain. I want to say to all the veterans, the only difference between McCain is looks like a colorless chipmunk, as he's been called, and Obama is more handsome. That is the only difference, is he's younger and better looking and better spoken. That's the only difference. And all the veterans, you've been brought into false, fake wars, destroy our treasury, loot our treasury, destroy our name. The real fight is here in the homeland, in the republic, that's being dismantled by enemies internal. Many coups have gotten control of central governments and used outside wars to unify the population around the real target, bringing down the country to the looters. And we are being brought down. They're talking about Ford and GM, mainstream news, may collapse in the next 2 months. They're saying they basically already are bankrupt. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, that's 55-plus trillion leveraged into the thousands of trillions. Yes, you heard me, thousands of trillions. Sperm counts have dropped by more than 85% in the West. Cancer is exploding thousands and thousands of percentiles. Juvenile onset of cancer, early onset of Alzheimer's in 25-year-olds from the toxins. We're being sprayed. We're under chemical, biological attack. Every cop, every Secret Service agent. Don't roll your eyes. Go find out they're testing on us, for heaven's sakes. Find out they engineered the AIDS virus. We've read the declassified documents here on air and had medical doctors on and Library of Congress. You can get these. You're being killed. You're with us. We're under attack here. Anybody can see what's going on. And I appreciate your call, sir. I mean, all the veterans, this is the battle for the republic right now. And they want to get Americans fighting with each other in another fake election over Republican, Democrat. It means nothing. The deck is stacked. All the ponies in the race are owned by the same people. It's like a Don King professional fight. It's rigged. He owns both the fighters. Doesn't matter who takes the dive. Doesn't matter what round they go down. Doesn't matter what happens. It is a staged event. Period. Things this important, they don't leave up to chance. They're moving against the web to shut it down. I got more news on that today. It's all happening. I've risked my life 110% for this. It isn't a game, people. That goes for our own movement. Get your head screwed on straight. You're risking your lives doing this, your treasure, everything. But you don't have a choice. Where we're going is so bad that it's better to fight and have no chance of winning. But we do have a chance of winning. What did Churchill say? You know, there are times in history, to paraphrase, when you have a chance to fight early and you're assured of victory. And then still there's a worse prospect of fighting when you don't have a very good chance, when there's little chance of victory. But then there's the final equation. If you wait too long, you're going to be forced to fight when there is no chance of winning. But it's better to fight and die on your own two legs instead of in a ditch. You understand that, ladies and gentlemen? and we've got a good chance of winning. We have had courage. We have aggressively exposed the terrorists. We have aggressively moved forward against them. We've exposed so many of their programs. Congress has a 9% approval rating. Bush has a lower approval rating by 6 points than Richard Nixon when he resigned. Okay? We're winning! Now, some of us have got the tough job of walking point, being shock troops in this, like Anthony Yasha and myself and Luke Radowski and many others. All we're asking is we're going to go through the wall, folks. We've already gone over the wall. We're inside the gates trying to open the drawbridge in hand-to-hand InfoWar combat with huge hordes of enemies. We are fighting. We got the drawbridge halfway down. Throw grapples on it from across the moat. Pull that son of a bitch down right now and start coming over with us. This is it! We've got to attack them in the InfoWar and discredit these murderers now. And I know there's a lot of black ops and a lot of government psych warfare experts, people tuning in, and I just say this, you know in your gut, even if you're dark psychos, that you're being killed by your masters and you're being abused by your lords, and you, for your own preservation, should join us against the dark side. Don't you understand that? No, you don't. You're of your father, the devil, so you're going to continue to submit. Nolan in Texas has been watching the Kucinich hearing. We're going right to you after break, and I'm going to try to get to others more quickly. 1-800-259-9231. Got a bunch of news. Barack Obama calling for New World Order. Just total craziness as everything intensifies. A mass global quickening. PrisonPlanet.com.
Sometimes rage. And here we're now seem to be the third election in a row, which is going to be really, really close.
That's some of the hearing. We're getting some excerpts we're going to play later in the next hour for you, going on endless droning by those against going forward with impeachment investigations and those against. So we will be getting to that. Nolan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. I called Conyers' office. And I was really steamed about that, just handcuffing Kucinich. That's just not all right. I asked if he had read the Constitution, and she seemed to think that he had. And I said, well, why is it that he's got a problem with the First Amendment? And she said that he didn't think that Conyers had anything to do with this. And I, of course, I can't argue that point.
That's called sandbagging. We have the press releases. They did tell Kucinich he couldn't bring up articles of impeachment.
Oh, I'm not saying you're wrong. I feel lied to by them. Trust me. And Lamar Smith, I was just watching him. He's pointing out how many times the word impeachment has come up in a hearing that is not an impeachment hearing.
Yeah, let's see. Here he is right here.
You have to add Franklin Roosevelt to the list because there are allegations that he wanted to get us into World War II. There may be other presidents, but the...
Yeah, that was Smith going to somebody saying, you know, that, oh, Bush is FDR, he's wonderful, everything's fine. Go ahead, sir.
Well, sir, I've listened to you for 5 years. I knew things were wrong before, I just didn't have the information to put it together. You gave me the tools to go out and find what I needed to become an educated American and to quit being a propagandized parrot like the rest of these people. They don't want to stop being what they are. They don't mind having their lives based on lies. Everything they think, say, and do is based on certain things they take for granted, and these things are what they've been taught in school, and they don't want their lives, their whole paradigm, to shift. And when my
Here's the deal. We're going to lose our good economy and be slaves. That's the whole point of this, is that America ceases to exist if they're able to convert us into this New World Order globalist system. And that's what people better realize, is that GM and Ford are about to go bankrupt. The Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are going under. Folks, I mean, the globalists did this, and we told you they would. We were right. We warned you.
A whole day in one forum, opened three threads, started pounding them with different things, and out of all of that, out of 60 or 80 people who read that forum, one person came to me with solid questions. I gave him back references, links to your sites, links to other sites, and one person seems to have enough curiosity to actually go see if I'm nuts which, you know, that's what he accused me of. He said, you're tinfoil hat, you know. And I told him, I said, look, you know, coming across clear here, right? I'm not stupid. Listen to me. Go look. Prove me wrong. Make me wrong. I'd be much happier wrong. But that Bush is a puppet, I don't really mind that. He's a willful puppet. He's happily a puppet. I mind that. I finally got mad. The American people are trained not to be angry, not to have any emotion. You can only have emotion from when the ball gets hiked until the whistle blows, and then you have to stop and be all politically correct. I'm sick of all this. I really thank you for what you're doing. I'm recording these hearings, and I'm very proud that Kucinich has done this, and I'm very, very comforted that Ron Paul walked away. I'll be listening to you. I listen to you every day, and I would like to do something. I'd like to ask you if you could possibly do this stuff. I know you're very busy, but on your website, if you could, I try to grasp it, but it's too quick for me. If you could put up a place where I could come and understand what is Wahhabi and Shiite and how those different things work, and another spot that explains where communism came from, and some of these people that were transferred here and there, and that shows the subterfuge, so that I can send people there and let them learn it, let them see it, and let them go prove it or disprove it.
I know. Okay, well, just type Islam into Google, and just go to, there's all sorts of university sites and other areas, or get a basic book on Islam, the CIA fact book. They're honest on their own website, and it'll just explain that right after Muhammad died, it split into two different groups. Those that said it should be hereditary, that you had to be related to the Prophet Muhammad and to his family to be a religious leader, an imam. And then there was a break-off. So that's Shiite. And at the same time, the Sunnis broke off. About 83% of the world's Muslims are Sunni. That means they believe anybody can be a religious leader. And about 15% are, and you can debate these numbers, about 50% are Shiite, and there's another little bitty subgroup, it's a few percentage points. So that's it. Iran is Shiite, the opposite group from where Al-Qaeda comes from. But the media says Iran is Al-Qaeda. That's because they know the public doesn't understand. All right, we'll be right back. Tyranny is trying to bring down and loot the United States and use it as a continued engine of evil. Will we let our currency, our treasury, our name be destroyed forever? See, the globalists play nations off against each other. India and China aren't going to come out on top of this. When they're not bringing down the U.S., they're going to bring them down. The U.S. imploding will bring down the world economy. Every economist agrees with that. We're taking your calls about the impeachment hearings that are going on, that they're saying you can't call impeachment. Play some clips of that coming up in the next hour. Got a guest, Freeman, coming in the last hour as well. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, the 25th day of July, 2008. By next week, I should know something about whether we're going to have a concert with Willie Nelson and a bunch of other people in Austin, Texas. I'll just leave it at that. Very exciting things going on. I'm talking to those folks daily. It's just tough to do it in the next few months in such short notice with big venues. We'll probably get 40, 50,000 people there, but we'll see what happens. It's looking good, but I don't want to cross my fingers and jinx this. Let's go to who's the first caller here? Isly? Isly in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good. You're on the air.
Good, thanks. I've been watching it, and I'll be honest with you, man. I'm a little bit more positive about some of the things that have been said.
I agree. The White House was putting pressure on him, and so Conyers was claiming it was going to be controlled, but he can't control it. And the other congressmen who are on the Republican side keep saying, this is not an impeachment hearing. Be quiet. But it's not working.
Yeah, no, it's not working at all. I mean, Vincent Bugliosi got some great comments in. He got some applause because of what he said about, some of these, some of the people in the administration should be tried for murder. And everybody applauded. I thought that was awesome.
Unbelievable. We've had him on. We're going to have him back on. Of course, that was the famous prosecutor of Manson and others.
Yeah, he was great. And I heard his interview with you.
But the big issue is, why isn't this on all the TV networks? This is news, not Barack Obama running around.
You're right. But you know what? It's going to be. It's going to be because I think it's going to happen. I mean, with all of I've seen the majority of the Democrats and other people. Bob Barr made a whole bunch of good points. I just don't see that they can deny this. I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be big news when it does.
I've been watching on and off all day. Where is Kucinich? Has he spoken yet?
Yeah, he did. He spoke way early. He spoke like 10, 15-ish, something like that.
Eastern?
Yeah, Eastern time.
Yeah, I got some YouTube clips. We're going to be playing those later.
Yeah. No, it was really good, though. Dennis was awesome. I can't remember all of his statements just because it was so long ago. And
well, we need a headline on InfoWars by Kurt Nemo, my great staff working their butts off, with something like damn breaks on Bush crimes, committee loses control. That needs to be the headline from just the text I'm reading here of what's been said. Bugliosi calls them, says they should be charged for murder. Yes, the dam is breaking.
It's awesome, man. I love it. And it's because of you, and it's because of people like you, and thank you so much, Alex.
Let's watch out. They could go ahead and throw a fit. And so, when it came out that $1.9 trillion, it's now over $4 trillion, was stolen from the Pentagon in the Associated Press, I believe they were planning 9/11 later, but they went ahead and carried it out. It came out 2 days before. 2 days later, they hit us because that would have brought them down right there, stealing that trill point nine. And don't roll your eyes, cops. Go Google it. But you're so afraid of the tyranny, you won't even Google the missing trillions because you know that's all being tracked. Unbelievable cowardice. Anything else?
No, Alex, I just want to say thank you so much for what you're doing and for what you've done in the past. And it's amazing, and I think we're going to win.
I think we are too, my brother. God bless you, and take care, my friend. Amazing what's happening. We know we're going to win. I mean, if God be with us, who can be against us? And I don't want to hear all this atheist baloney, but there's not good and evil. There are more things in heaven and earth than in all of your philosophy. That's a Shakespeare quote. And they rephrase that in Master and Commander when the Jonas throws himself overboard and he says to the good doctor, the ship surgeon, he says, you know, you don't believe in all this mumbo-jumbo, all the superstition. And the captain says, there are more things going on in the world than in all of your books, doctor. There's more things going on than just in your books. It's all about spirit, ladies and gentlemen. That's what wins battles. That's what builds families. That's what explores continents. That's what explores oceans. It's what sends us into space. It's what helps us. You know, you get your mind right, you can bench press 400 pounds, but you normally only bench press 300. I mean, it's all about the soul, the driving force that animates our earth suits that are these fleshly bodies. And I can't believe the secular world has stolen this from you and given you the lie. Let's go ahead. That's why I'm not afraid of dying, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to die. I want to go on and enjoy this life and enjoy this plane of existence with my children and my wonderful wife. Enjoy the beautiful sky and just the smell of flowers in a field or fresh-cut grass. To see fish swimming around in the bottom of a clear river or creek with turtles jumping off of rocks. To see a hot air balloon rising on a beautiful Sunday morning over rolling hills, to walk through the redwoods, the sequoias, to look down into a coastal reef in the Caribbean, to plunge down into the warm water with your mask and snorkel, and to interface with that whole other dimension of life on this planet. There's so much beauty, so much goodness, and I commit myself fully to defense of it against evil and death. Let's talk to Singh in India. Singh, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's an honor meeting you, Alex.
It's an honor to talk to you, sir.
I watched your first documentary, Martial Law, in 2005. Before that, I thought that Osama bin Laden was behind 9/11 attacks. So after that, I just got my, red pill. And I also wanted to tell you that we also have this national ID cards being implemented here in India by 2010.
Yes, globally in the same year, the exact same program names, the same global prefix, universal ID number, under UN Treaty 2000, signed in Australia. It is global government. It is going in right now, and it is a mass eugenics operation.
Yeah, day before yesterday, we had a motion of confidence for the parliament. Will the government survive or not? and it was found that the opposition party members have bribed at least $2 million to vote for the ruling party, which is Congress. So just you can see that they are bribing, intimidating just to get hold on power for this nuclear deal. I just don't know why it's so important, nuclear deal between the United States and India, and why this government is so desperate to sign this deal.
Yeah, it's corruption and looting and every form of thievery in institutions has just gone to seed. It is like a horrible staph infection of flesh-eating bacteria racing through our body, eating our flesh, and the public has to at least admit. I mean, even if everybody woke up now, it would be hard to turn it around. Folks, you don't have a hope and a prayer if you don't have the will to stand up against evil. And look at how the United States, that is the criminals that have hijacked us, gave nukes to Pakistan to menace India. I mean, it's just never ending.
Yeah. And also one more thing, I would like to give a website address to you. It's cawng.com. You may, I think, like it or don't like it, but it's in the lines with David Icke research. Like, it talks about, like, the Civil War in the independence movement in the United States was actually instigated by the British Empire. They wanted to teach a lesson to the colonists. So, actually, that's why they had this 1776 revolution was from the British side, not the United States side. But they failed. Their original plan for New World Order was way back in 1776 to merge this church and the British Empire. That's why when they failed, they had this alternative plan known as Industrial Revolution, which had all these technologies and all this stuff, and now we are here. It's like an awesome website. If you do want to read it, please go to
No, I'm aware of that. That's good info. They also tried to stage the Civil War, and I'm from the South. I'm not bashing the South. My family was all on the Confederate side. The point is they meant well, but they were manipulated. They tried to have a Civil War when Andrew Jackson was president, but he saw through it and found out that the British intel... The Her Majesty's Secret Service, as they're called, were manipulating the South, and that definitely happened there, but they failed there as well. Thank you so much for the call from India. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to say great job. I'm the one that called the other day, and I was talking to you and Willie about doing the concert. I'm glad that it seems to be moving forward. That's a good thing to hear. You know, repeating what Dennis said on your show that day about calling the media, maybe we can get them to do some excerpts from what happened today, even on your local media station. I think that might be cool as well. But thanks a lot, Alex. I wanted to give you, much appreciation for that.
Well, Scott, I'm glad that you called in and said, hey, Willie, you ought to have a concert. I'll tell you this. I really want it to be free and then get business sponsorship, corporate sponsorship, try to have a giant free event, but even if it's quote free, we got to pay to get the bands there and pay for their expenses. You know, they'll waive their fees, I'm sure, but it's going to be big. I think we could have 50,000 people in and around Austin, and then have a huge media event out of that. It doesn't mean it'll save the world, but every little bit helps, and this will be a big thing. So thank you, Scott. I'm going to be talking to Willie tomorrow. Lots going on behind the scenes. I'm just going to leave it at that. But we don't rise or fall on that. It's looking good, but I'm not going to hold my breath because I just can't stand worrying about it. Let's go ahead and talk to, Seth in the UK just hung up. Robert in California, you're on the air.
How you doing, sir?
Good.
Okay. Wanted to bring up something that's happening and what people have been seeing, and plus one other thing. Right now, in this war, they're trying to sever our lines of communication amongst each other, and that would be the Internet.
Yes, they've announced they're systematically shutting it down, starting in England, Canada, and, of course, France, starting next month.
Yeah, and I don't think the people are really understanding in our movement and the fringes who are fighting amongst each other and trying to get it, that we need to come together to stop this, because without this communication, we won't be able to coordinate our efforts.
And unfortunately, about a third of the, quote, movement only critiques other people, thinking that will make them the king cheeses. They have no idea the responsibility, the pressure of actually doing that, and they never wake anybody up about fluoride or mercury or poisons or wars. It's just all endlessly whining and bitching about other groups, and a lot of that's COINTELPRO. A lot of it isn't. But we just have to ignore those people. I wouldn't even engage them. For those that aren't wicked, who are just deceived, we can try to wake them up and reach out to them, pray that they have their eyes opened. But really, we don't have time for that. Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's absolutely right, because we need to grow our numbers, and because there's many people who are just waking up now, and they're still sort of unprepared.
Yeah, there's brand new people by the millions coming online every day, and then a third of our movement just bitches and gripes and says this person's bad, that person's bad, and whines about exactly who runs it. I mean, we know it's a global government. It's got every major group under its control in government and religion. It's moving against us. It's carrying out eugenics against us. We know we have to stop it. I mean, it's really that simple.
Yeah. And the other thing is I was making a clarification about a story that was being put forth by you and others about how they're blocking out California driver's license. Basically, how the system works and how it's instituted, besides beyond police officers, we had a few incidents with some social workers and supervisors who were attacked. So they went before the legislation. And I know there's another lady who's trying to put forth that it's going to go to the dog catchers and everybody else. But as the numbers grow with this blocked license, it's your private license, basically, your private vehicle, which is blocked from being reviewed by anybody who pulls you over. But that doesn't stop police officers as yet from pulling people over, because we know we've had a few.
Yeah, but for those that don't know what you're talking about, it said 994,000 people as of last year. The numbers are always a year old, and it's growing by hundreds of thousands a year. In California, can't get red light tickets. The cops basically let them go, and it's a form of being above the law. I understand. I'm all for people having their privacy. The problem is that it is now becoming an elite class, and it's being abused.
That's the thing. And as this goes on, you know, the police, the people, if they're bought out, are going to disregard that. They're just going to be pulling them over. Now, as far as the red light or parking tickets, what happens is that license is blocked, so they're unable to pull up the information. If you travel to other states, I'm not sure if they can, you know, pull you over or pull up that information. But this is a form. It can be abused and probably will be, but it probably what they'll do is they'll start phasing it out, again, back down to just probably police officers or government officials.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead. I mean, I'm against it. I think people, you know, in my life, I don't get any special breaks, and I'm a media figure. And people, that's why you should be armed, and that's why we should all know how to fight. And, you know, people come after you, stand up for yourself against them. Now, I know that's why CPS and others, I know that's not all social workers, but that's why they pick on nice Christian families, because they can kidnap their kids and be left alone. Then they leave criminals who are beating their children with tire irons alone because they're scared of them. That's what the revenue-generating cops do now. They leave the hardcore crooks and the Los Zetas and MS-13 alone and then feed on the American people. And I've had enough of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Brett in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead, Brett.
Hey, Alex. This is Brent. How you doing today?
Good.
Just want to let you know, I'm an ex-member of Naval Special Forces, been involved in the Patriot Movement since I got out in 91. I've been listening to your show for the past year or so, and I'm just absolutely blown away by the response that you guys get. You're absolutely doing a great job.
Thank you.
What I'd like to do is let all these wonderful people out there know that have been in the past militias and all that stuff, it's not about the guns, man. It's time to drop those weapons, bury them, actually, and pick up cameras, bullhorns, and the Internet while we still have time, and get the word out that a lot of nasty stuff's going on, everything from fluoride to vaccines. I agree with you 100%. The whole reason COINTELPRO works is because they can divide us. There are so many issues to be divided upon that it's stupid. And they're succeeding when they can divide us on information of the politics, you know, Barack or McCain. It doesn't matter. It's all predetermined.
Yeah, that's a big projection, so we never see the man behind the curtain. We need to get way past that and say no world government, no Iran attack, no cashless society. I mean, they're passing a law where CPS will visit everyone's home. I mean, I told you, folks, it's all coming down.
It definitely is. And, you know, I've got a lot to worry about. I've got a big family. I got four great kids. We all homeschool. My wife, you know, God bless her, she's new to the movement. the Patriot Movement. She had her awakening about a month or so ago, and she's just blown away by how much wool has been pulled over the Americans' eyes on everything from TV to politics to religion. You know, I don't want to jump.
So even though you were awake, your wife was still kind of like, oh, you know, my husband's a little goofy. But now, I mean, what woke her up? I want to hear about this when we get back, okay?
Yes.
Stay there, Brett. Is it Brent? I don't know. The point is, we'll be right back after this quick break. A ton of news I'm going to cover. I haven't even gotten into Barack Obama calling for world government. And it isn't about Barack Obama, and I don't like him because he's black or no. It's about the fact that he has said he is with the New World Order gang. As if we didn't know that, now he's declared it in front of everybody.
Sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen.
George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico.
Continue with your phone calls. The Barack Obama news early in the next hour.
Sounded so good. I got an idea.
I mean, calling for a New World Order, and then you talk about New World Order at college or work, they say crazy people talk about that. It doesn't exist. I mean, on CNN and Fox say the Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist. Doesn't matter, they're putting it in, the billboards are up, it's, every person in Texas knows about it. They just say, nope, that's not real. And we have been trained, mesmerized, we have literally had a spell put on us, and then all that means is hypnotized to just sleepwalk. And TV does that, it puts you in a dumbed-down state, that's admitted, your actual brainwaves. And it's time to wake up. Now, here's the alarm clock. Dangerous, hardcore, ruthless people are in control. We're the big jewel. They've seized control of the government, both parties. They're selling us out. They've been selling us out for a long time. It's coming to a head. They know it's going to collapse. And they know you're going to then get upset. So they're putting a preemptive control grid in place. Wake up. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. Is it Brett or Brent? Brent, finish up. So your wife wasn't waking up, and but even though you've been in, you know, naval special warfare, I mean, even though she knows you're smart, she wouldn't listen to you. But what finally woke her up?
I think it was a culmination of a lot of things. She saw, I can't remember what movie it was. I think it was Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo. And it all started falling into place for her.
Very important film.
Very important. God bless Aaron Russo and the work that we the people are doing over there. But what I would like to do is, you know, let you guys know that one of the keys to success in special forces is what we call force projection. I'm sure you're familiar with this term, but maybe some of your listeners aren't. Force projection is when you got a bunch of people, you come together and you just keep hitting them and hitting them and hitting them nonstop. We have to be tenacious. The wolverine is the most tenacious animal in the world because it can take down a full bear because it refuses to stop attacking. Just the way the New World Order has been on us like white on rice, we have to do the same thing. Everything from, you know, getting into the council chambers and saying, no, we're not going to accept this. Letters. We do everything in our power, time and time again, relentlessly hitting them.
Until the buzz is everywhere, until they're knee-deep in Patriot films and needy and phone calls to mainline talk shows and micro-FM pirate transmitters everywhere, picking up satellite of Genesis, you know, going crazy, going to every event they're at, citizens speaking up, asking serious questions, holding up the Miami Herald saying it says they protected Bin Laden's people and released them, you know, and saying don't call that a conspiracy theory. Until they can't deny it, until all the king's horses and all the king's men can't put their New World Order fraud back together again. And yes, it's really forced multiplication where we just go out, not even taking orders from headquarters. There is no headquarters. The idea of liberty and engaging them everywhere we can and being focused and aggressive and not timid. People follow leadership also. We've got to be bold. We've got to be focused. And we've got to realize that this is all about commitment.
Without a doubt, Alex, you're either in or you're out. There's always going to be those people that are sitting on the sidelines. You know, I've experienced that. They want to do this, they want to do that. They just don't have the impetus. Well, everybody's got to have a line in the sand. And mine was drawn years ago when I got out of Desert Storm. I mean, I saw some atrocities back then that would just, it'd melt your face.
Hold on. I guess a lot of that's been declassified now. You want to come back and tell us some, just for a minute or two, some of the atrocities you saw?
Well, yeah.
Well, stay there. And then we'll get to everybody else in the Barack Obama clip at 8 after as he calls for a new world order.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Victory or death against the New World Order. They've told us they're giving us no quarter. They are killing us, everyone, with cancer, viruses, chemical weapons. Bastards are hitting us everywhere. More of your calls straight ahead. We're talking to Brett in Florida. And we're talking to Troy, many, many others. I'm going to get into Barack Obama calling for a new world order. Big news. Just showing you he's the very same person. You're letting the world know. I'm a puppet. I serve the new world order. I serve the power structure. Disgusting. We already knew it, but now a lot of you can wake up. Going back to the caller in Florida, sir, tell us about some of the things that woke you up that you saw in Desert Storm.
Well, for one of the major things is that I would say around November of, 91? No, 90. The presidential's backing for the war was kind of low at that time, and he was having a hard time getting the, hate to say this, but the tree-hugging left involved getting any support for continuing anything on over there. And granted, it was a short and fast war, but he needed the political support. The next thing you know, orders were coming down to take out a bunch of oil fields, oil wells, oil pumping stations. And if you remember, sadly to say, that was one of the worst natural disasters in world history when that the oils just flooded the Gulf. I'm sure we all saw the pictures.
And I've had a lot of special forces tell me who really did that. Who really blew up the oil fields? Was it Saddam?
No. Not at all.
And were you part of that?
No comment.
And I was told they used Navy SEALs and Delta.
Booyah.
Yeah.
No comment. You understand?
Yeah.
And the next thing we know, you know, we're getting flown off back to our base in Riyadh. And, you know, case of scotch is sitting there. Believe it or not, in a Muslim country, a case of scotch is sitting there waiting for us. So, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. It's not hard to draw the pieces, to put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Well, it's the same crew that said that Saddam was throwing babies out of incubators, and it turned out it was a New York PR firm, completely made up, and that's now admitted, too. Now, go from cases of scotch today to the $30,000 to privates a year, hundreds of thousands to sergeants, huge pallets, billions of dollars a month in cash pallets being handed out to everyone, to where they're so corrupt, toilets are overflowing, airplanes are falling apart, cockroaches all over the veteran centers, and it's just all disintegrating.
Sad but true. The infrastructure of the military is no longer the way it used to be. I wouldn't, if I've been asked to re-up and go back in, but I refuse to because I'm not, you know, giving up to the UN.
Let me ask you a question. What are you going to do in a year or two when the CPS comes to your door? They're going to come to all Americans' doors and say, we got to do your monthly inspection of your children in your house. No warrant. All Americans get visits.
They have no jurisdiction in my household. Once they enter the threshold, they have jurisdiction. You do not let them in.
No, I understand. But then they're going to, I understand. But the new phase is that was previous. You're right. And it's illegal, but they're going to do it. Then they're going to send the SWAT team.
Well, you can't do much about the shock and awe of SWAT. I've experienced that firsthand myself. I was a victim of COINTELPRO after I got out because I happened to let a few little bits of information out about what they were doing. And in the Patriot movement, and I
well,
got
that's just how it is. Everybody gets their visit from the child grabbers. Everyone gets interviewed again. Guilty until proven innocent. Total Soviet Union. Total East Germany. In fact, in the Soviet Union, it wasn't even that bad. Where you all get your visit, you get your environmental visit, your child visit. They're in your life. They run your life. It's here, folks. The total control grid. Hell on earth. Just tyranny to the power of 10 in your face. Well, sir, Yeah, I mean, it's leaked out. It's come out that they blew the oil wells up for that. Look at what Saddam did. And he, of course, said he didn't do it. Of course, he was former CIA commando. See what he got. But I appreciate you coming on the show, sir.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it. Just pick up the cameras and drop the guns. That's how we beat them.
Yeah, certainly in the info war. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More of your phone calls and the Barack Obama news.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, John. The bottom of the hour, I'm going to play Dennis Kucinich's opening statement for people, play some other clips throughout the show. We do have getting into more of the esoteric area. I set this interview up last week before I didn't put two together with this hearing that was coming up. So Freeman will be back in studio with us, getting into some of the mindset of what makes the New World Order tick and their secret gang language that's all around us, their symbols, their the rest of it. But right now, let's get into Barack Obama. Now, somebody put this Sky News, this is Fox News in England, clip together and put a little Imperial Battle March under it. But other than that, this clip is unedited. We also have a CNN clip up on Infowars.com, a longer clip of Barack Obama's speech. But here it is, calling for a new world order.
This is Sky News with Paula Middlehurst.
Well, there have been extraordinary scenes in Berlin tonight as thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. The Democratic presidential hopeful laid out his vision for America's place in a new world order, saying he was speaking as a proud citizen of the United States and a fellow citizen of the world. Well, Senator Obama's tackled America's place in the world at several points in his speech, acknowledging recent splits between the U.S. and the rest of the international community.
In Europe, the view that America is part of what has gone wrong in our world, rather than a force to help us make it right, has become all too common. Yes, there have been differences between America and Europe. No doubt there will be differences in the future. But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. A change of leadership in Washington will not lift this burden. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more, not less. Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice. It is the only way, the one way, to protect our common security and advance our common humanity.
And just in case you forgot about it, here is Gordon Brown, one of many clips, calling for a new world order three times in a row. This is the British Prime Minister calling for world government.
All these new challenges are bringing together about the biggest restructuring we have ever seen, not just of the global economy, but of the global order as a whole. And 200 years ago, a famous British foreign secretary said that the new world had been called into existence to redress the balance of the old. In 1990, another old world ended, dominated by the Cold War, and people talked then, in 1990, of a new world order. What they actually meant then was a new political order. And what was not foreseen then, but is obvious now from everything that we see and do, what we experience in every day of our life, is the sheer scale and speed and scope of globalization. And it's only now that we can begin to understand that the world order that globalization brings and what it's going to look like, it's driven forward now not just by the balance of military strength, the Cold War times, or ordinary political power. It's being driven forward by a seismic shift in economic power that we see around us. But what does the new world order mean for countries like ours who are looking to succeed? I suggest that the countries that are going to succeed are those that combine flexibility, free trade, open markets, with proper stewardship of the environment, and investment in education, infrastructure, and innovation. And the question for us is how we meet and master all these challenges to ensure that Britain enhances its competitiveness in the process and realize realizes what I believe is our destiny of success in this new world order.
He actually says it more than that. I'm not going to play the rest of it. It goes on and on. When you hear education, that means brainwashing, poisoning, sterilization. This is what they're doing to you. And a lot of people are too cowardly to admit that this is happening. I want to go back and play the Barack Obama Newsnight Sky Television news piece again. Here's that one more time for those of you that missed it.
This is Sky News with Paula Middlehurst.
Well, there have been extraordinary scenes in Berlin tonight as thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver a key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. The Democratic presidential hopeful laid out his vision for America's place in a new world order, saying he was speaking as a proud citizen of the United States and a fellow citizen of the world. While Senator Obama's tackled America's place in the world at several points in his speech, acknowledging recent splits between the U.S. and the rest of the international community.
In Europe, the view that America is part of what has gone wrong in our world, rather than a force to help us make it right, has become all too common. Yes, there have been differences between America and Europe. No doubt there will be differences in the future. But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. A change of leadership in Washington will not lift this burden. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more, not less. Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice. It is the only way, the one way, to protect our common security and advance our common humanity.
Did you hear that? You don't have a choice. You must sacrifice. You must give. You must do what they say. You don't have a choice in the New World Order. It is the only way. It is the only system. You must give up your sovereignty and your due process and let a bunch of private banks sell you carbon credits on breathing. We love you. Drink your fluoride. Take your shots. Eat your GMO food. Never mind the kids all over your neighborhood dying of cancer and people 25 dying of it all around us. And never mind lung cancer up sevenfold in the last 10 years and people that don't even smoke. And never mind 1 in 33 having cancer down to 1 in 3. And never mind from 1 in thousands getting diabetes 50 years ago to 1 in 3. And never mind all the crises and the people being sterile. And never mind all of it. The government loves you. It's got more for you. It's going to help you. It's going to tax you and regulate you and run your life. I'm Barack Obama. I'm going to save you. Oh, I'm going to save you from the evil McCain. Oh, and then meanwhile, it's all the same agenda. It's all the same system. Oh, God, help us. I just can't believe it. I have such a good life, great family. I don't want all this to be happening either. I'm not glad that everything I said was going to happen has happened. I was just following the globalist own admissions, their own documents. I wish they would have failed earlier. But they're not. They're smoking. They're on fire. They're damaged, but they are still moving forward with just that massive weight behind them and all the funds of the central banks of the planet. Let's go ahead and go to Troy in Portland, Oregon. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, brother?
Good.
Good. Hey, back to the C-SPAN stuff that's going on right now. I wondered if you had a clue as to one Jeremy Rabkin. You ever heard of that guy?
It rings a bell. Who is it?
Jeremy Rabkin. I had never seen him before. I just saw him testifying there today. And he was just all over the place. You know, he's talking about conspiracy theory and saying demented and saying crazy and, you know, bringing forth the idea that, you know, if you believe in that a president would be that evil, you know, and talking, you know, just the general nonsense.
But we have the White House memo saying torture children. We have them lying and saying, we know there's no WMDs. We're going to lie and say there are. I mean, it's all public. So, but again, it's the same tactic, talking to the public like they're idiots, telling us that there's no New World Order.
Yeah, that's an incredible clip you just played of Barack Obama. I hadn't heard that yet, and that's it's just blatant, you know, just there's nothing else to say but just that. So no news on Jeremy Rabkin, though. You don't know anything about that guy.
Well, I can Google him, which I'm doing right now. Jeremy Rapskin.
R-A-B-K.
Hold on. Okay, R-A-B.
K-I-N.
K-I-N.
He just looked like a dead giveaway to the NWO scum to me.
Well, I mean, he's talking books by Jeremy Rabkin, A Case for Sovereignty, Why the World Should, Law Without Nations. So it's one of these constitutional, quote, scholars for the neocons,
mm-hmm.
I guess, putting out a spin. Let's look. Professor of Law at Harvard. Oh, yeah, I saw him during the hearings. National Security, War on Terror. He's a police state guy. As a professor of law, George Mason University School of Law, before joining the faculty in 2007. And we got John Yoo at another law school now saying torture kids, and was recently confirmed by the U.S. Senate as a member of the Board of Directors of the United States Institute of Peace. He holds a Ph.D. from the Department of Government at Harvard. He's written a bunch of books.
So. Well, they're relying pretty heavily on his testimony, and it just seems like a bunch of bunk to me, so I'm going to have to research him some more. Okay, Alex, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Yeah, it says you can call his office phone here, 703-993-8972, up on his own little bio. He's very proud of himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I think this song says it all. Don't get fooled again, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with more of your calls, a ton of news. Stay with us. Corruption, crashing for the lies and disinformation. Why did I choose those terms? One of my first radio liners 12 years ago, because that's what we're doing. We don't have time for maneuvers. We are going straight at them, throwing our bodies against the machine. That is the surest tactic to not question anymore that you're doing the perfect job, the best job. Just know you're doing your job. Know you're taking action and doing the best you can. Throwing yourself against the New World Order, war mocks, against their war machines. They are not juggernauts. They have already been slowed down, defeated on many fronts. Their criminal evil is being exposed on a planetary scale. So intensify in little ways, in big ways, whatever you can do. Who much is given, much is expected. Some of you don't have much. You're not expected to do much. But you're expected to do something in this fight against the New World Order, to never surrender, to never give in, to understand what violations of your Bill of Rights and Constitution mean, to understand the control grid, the slave system that is being built around us, and to realize that the full scope is the biggest part of the battle, and then to take action against it. Because if you realize just how serious, just how real this is, I don't know who among you would not resist it and speak out against it and take action against it. You need to make fighting tyranny and waking your fellow men and women up, regardless of race, color, and creed, your main priority. Not baubles, not trinkets, not acting cool, not partying. That has to go by the wayside. I mean, the economy's going to get so bad, that's going to end regardless. More of your calls coming up. We're going to have Freeman in studio later in this hour. I want to play some of Dennis Kucinich's opening remarks, or in their completeness, coming up in the next segment when we start that. towards the end of the show, I think I'll play maybe a little bit of what Bob Barr has to say, or Vincent Bugliosi. Let's get that clip up, too, so we can play some of his powerful remarks before this transmission ends today. Here is some of the other news that I have in front of me. Navy prosecutor in Gitmo case says fourth plane shot down. Reuters. The prosecutor in the trial, talking about how deadly and evil the hijackers were, talked about how the Air Force shot down Flight 93. Now, we already told you that 6.5 years ago with sources. I think you're so dumb, they even had a ceremony giving the pilot an award. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And, of course, we have the tapes and the witnesses in air traffic control hearing them. The pilot saying, okay, I've fired two AIM-9s, which is the term for sidewinder missiles. Oh, but there's nothing to see here. Just move along. The government loves you and they never lie. U.S. foreclosures double as house prices decline. Bloomberg, U.S. foreclosure failings more than doubled in the second quarter from a year earlier as falling home prices left borrowers owing more on mortgages than their properties were worth. One in every 171 homes was foreclosed on, receiving a default notice, or was warned of a pending auction. This was an increase of 121% from a year earlier and 14% from the first quarter. Reality Track, Inc. said today in a statement almost 740,000 properties were in some stage of foreclosure, the most since the Irvine, California-based company began reporting in January 2005. Rising foreclosures are putting downward pressure on prices, increasing the possibility that homeowners will go upside down on their mortgages, said Cheryl King, chief U.S. economist at Merrill Lynch Co. in New York. And here's the really big news for you today, also from Bloomberg. You can find these stories easily at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We have links to them. GM Ford on the verge of bankruptcy. Meanwhile, the Fed chairman says the economy is great over the private bank, using doublethink on the cattle, calling it Federal Reserve. Again, just everything's information warfare, lies, lies spewed on top of lies. Just look at it all around you, just a tissue of lies. General Motors Corporation and Ford Motor Company, the two biggest U.S. automakers, have about a 46% chance of default within 5 years, according to Edward Altman, a finance professor at New York University Stern Business School. That is a rosy outlook, by the way. Both are in very serious shape, and the markets reflect that. Altman, the creator of the Z-score mathematical formula that measures bankruptcy risk, said in an interview with Bloomberg Television, the model shows these companies are on the verge of bankruptcy, he said. The worst condition than Ford, Altman said GM reported a $38.7 billion loss in 2007, the biggest in its 100-year history, and hasn't posted a profit since 2004. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Transmission continues. Daily into the New World Order typhoon of wickedness descending on the free humanity. This is the info war, the tip of the spear, the front lines in the information war, not just for the Republic, but for the entire planet. I want to go ahead and play you Dennis Kucinich's opening remarks. Later, I want to play some of what Bob Barr was saying. Unbelievable. I've kind of been suspicious of him being CIA and the rest, but he was just now there in the break, I mean, laying out how ridiculous people defending the administration were and how all the crimes they've committed on the face of it. It was extremely powerful. And look, I mean, there's a lot of people in the power structure that don't want to see this fully brought into fruition. I mean, this is serious, folks. What you're seeing is the darkest tyranny ever risen on the planet. And look past Bush. He is only the distraction. And Barack Obama and John McCain, I keep repeating that. I know you know that, but we've got to tell everybody else so they're not neutralized. We're going to continue with calls throughout the rest of the broadcast. Freeman was scheduled last week, and I love him to death. And I want to hear his great info on the esoteric gang language of the New World Order, and he'll be with us. But we'll continue also to cover the impeachment situation. Here is Dennis Kucinich, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to thank the chair for this opportunity to testify, and I want to recognize my colleagues on both sides of the aisle, Ranking Member Smith, and my colleagues from the House who I work with, who are my friends, who I respect their integrity and their honor. And I think it's important that we proceed among ourselves in that way, and so that we can be of service to our nation in the highest manner. Our country has been at war in Iraq and has occupied the streets and villages of Iraq for 5 years, 4 months, and 6 days. The war has caused the deaths of 4,127 American soldiers and the deaths of as many as 1 million innocent Iraqis. The war will cost the American people upwards of $3 trillion and is the main contributing factor to the destruction of our domestic economy. Mr. Chairman, I would ask unanimous consent to enter SJ Res 45 and HJ Res 114 into the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
The primary justifications for going to war outlined in the legislation which the White House sent to Congress in October of 2002 have been determined conclusively to be untrue. Iraq was not continuing to threaten the national security interests of the United States. Iraq was not continuing to possess and develop a significant chemical and biological weapons capability. Iraq was not actively seeking a nuclear weapons capability. Iraq did not have the willingness to attack the United States. Iraq had not demonstrated capability and willingness to use weapons of mass destruction. Iraq could not launch a surprise attack against the United States or its armed forces. Therefore, there was not an extreme magnitude of harm that would result in the United States, that would result to the United States and its citizens from such an attack. The aforementioned did not justify the use of force by the United States to defend itself. Iraq had no connection with the attacks of 9/11 or with Al-Qaeda's role in 9/11. Iraq possessed no weapons of mass destruction to transfer to anyone. Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction and therefore had no capability of launching a surprise attack against the United States or its armed forces, and no capability to provide them to international terrorists who would do so. However, many members of Congress relied on these representations from the White House to inform their decision to support the legislation that authorized the use of force against Iraq. We all know present and former colleagues who have said that if they knew then what they know now, they would not have voted to permit an attack upon Iraq. The war was totally unnecessary, unprovoked, and unjustified. The question for Congress is this: what responsibility does the President and members of his administration have for that unnecessary, unprovoked, and unjustified war? The rules of the House prevent me or any witness from utilizing familiar terms. But we can put two and two together in our minds. We can draw inferences about culpability. Mr. Chairman, I ask unanimous consent to enter H. Res. 333, H. Res. 1258, and H. Res. 1345 into the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
I request that each member read the three bills that I have authored, bills which are now awaiting consideration by the Judiciary Committee. I am confident that the reader will reach the same conclusions that I have about culpability. What then should we do about it? The decision before us is whether to honor our oath as members of Congress to support and defend the Constitution that has been trampled time and again over the last 7 years. The decision before us is whether to stand up for the checks and balances designed by our founding fathers to prevent excessive power grabs by either the judicial, legislative, or executive branch of government. I believe the choice is clear. I ask this committee to think and then to act now in order to enable this Congress to right a very great wrong and to hold accountable those who misled this nation. I thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play some more select clips of some of the other testimony. Very eloquent, very well done. And later in the next hour, we're going to open the phones up on, now we got phones loaded, on a lot of other key issues that listeners want to bring up. Freeman, of course, does his own radio show and his own TV show and has made his own documentaries. It was Freeman that encoded my first films onto DVD for us, did that job. America Destroyed by Design, the Police State Trilogy, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. So he's done a lot of great work with us in the past, and he is going to be in studio with us for the next hour and 19 minutes to be precise. But we will play some more clips next hour of some of the key highlights of the impeachment hearing that is going on in the House of Representatives right now and the incredible testimony that we're hearing. But I want you to understand, they just arrested the editor of Vanity Fair last week trying to sneak into Bohemian Grove. When I first got on the air 13 years ago, I didn't believe in the occult. I know people were into it, but I didn't believe the elite was involved in it. I thought movies like Eyes Wide Shut that came out in the late 90s were ridiculous by Stanley Kubrick. I thought that was crazy conspiracy theorist in our movement. I was more conservative. I only go off what I can prove. But in deeper research in the last 8-9 years, I learned it was real. I'm the only person to ever successfully infiltrate the Bohemian Grove and not go to prison for it. The second fellow who got a job there and sent me video, he was sent to prison. Another individual went in there and was sent to prison on charges, Richard McCaslin, a separate individual. So this is very serious, and by the grace of God, I'm alive to even report this information to you. I'm prominent enough that they don't want to kill me and make everything that I've said and done be highlighted or have an exclamation point after it or be underlined, basically, is the best way of putting it, legitimizing everything we cover. But I did sneak in on July 15, 2000. They did engage in the ancient ritual that I want to talk some about today with Freeman, who's an expert on this and also has made films with Tex Mars. I know Tex respects. And he's gone and investigated some of these groups, been a part of some of these mid-level groups, gone and investigated those. He has a lot of their writings. And when you see all-seeing eyes and peacocks as the symbols of corporations and triple sixes, and you see the UN and their biological diversity assessment saying they want to conduct worldwide human sacrifices for the Mother Goddess, that's official UN law. That's in my film Road to Tyranny with the page number, and you can get it at the library. I mean, you can't – that's the 95 and 87, two of them say it. Biological diversity assessments is policy passed by the Secretary General and the full United Nations. Into UN policy and law. So, again, this all sounds crazy. It's what they're into. But we told you that the Republican leadership likes gay porn stars years ago, and now that's been all over the mainstream news. And if you don't know about it, just Google Jeff Cannon. So we're covering things that are bizarre, but things that are true and really happening to understand their mindset and what we're facing. And so joining us for the next hour and 15 minutes or so is Freeman. Again, your calls coming up in the next hour on any issue you wish to discuss. But I wanted to have him back for part two to get more into this, and then also their mind control operations, Disney, some of the really esoteric stuff that he's broken down we'll be going over today. Freeman, thanks for coming in.
Hey, it's great to be here, Alex. Fantastic.
Great to have you here with us. Go ahead and show us that book first.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things when we're looking at the occult is to realize the amount of knowledge that is put into such a study, that this is a science that has been around for quite some time. This is the complete system of magic of the Golden Dawn. Now, that is one of the magical organizations that Aleister Crowley was a member of and then became leader and left. And then started the OTO, which is large here in Austin. Actually, Aleister Crowley's handwritten works. Now, looking at magic, looking at what these men do, they channel entities. This is their goal. This is the goal of ritual magic. And Aleister Crowley is one of these fine members that has channeled entities, and they believe from Atlantis. And this book is stored right here on the UT campus. Aleister Crowley's handwritten works are stored at the Harry Ransom Center right here next to the statue of the goddess again. So, you know, how far and how deep does this go when we look on campus and we find signs of Satan?
Why did the elite admire Aleister Crowley? I mean, I know he was a part of most of the European and British and U.S. secret societies and had gone to the Great Pyramid and done rituals and claimed to have channeled Lucifer.
Yes, and he... Well, the reason he became as popular as he did was this book that's housed at the Harry Ransom Center, The Book of the Law. And in it, when he started to... Now, what we're looking at in occultism is basically a map, a road map of the other side as they see it. Now, what I do is I study what Freemasons study and try to understand what they're thinking. You know, where is their mindset? All of their proceedings are behind locked doors with a sworded guard. It's standing out front. So here we have all of our leaders. We've got the of course, the founding fathers and everyone else coming down through the ages, all being Freemasonic. You know, over half of our presidents have belonged to a lodge. And the reason we don't know what's going on inside is because they don't want us to know. They keep these doors locked.
That's like whenever Tim Russert asked then-presidential candidate Kerry, John Kerry, about, well, you and Bush are in the same secret society, Skull and Bones. Tell us about it. He goes, well, I'm not going to tell you. It's a secret. And then just laughed at him.
Right. Exactly.
And meanwhile, the public says Skull and Bones doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, they can admit it exists, but the people have been trained in hypnotism, or what the elite call a spell, to be pre-programmed that didn't exist.
And that's exactly what they do. They are our reality manufacturers. And this is how they do it. They create these icons, these ideologies, using symbols. And they know the powers of symbols. And so... when we get to Aleister Crowley, we find that what he has done is made contact with an entity, and most of the magicians believed him. Most people in these occult orders believed that he had made an actual contact, and this is what propelled him to the height of the order, because he had made this contact with Iwas, this supposed Atlantean entity. And like I say, that is kept at the Harry Ransom Center here in Austin. So this is what propelled Aleister Crowley to the top of the spectrum, is that they believe he actually had contact. Now, what we continually find is that this contact and these studies go through genealogy, and they are very into genealogy. You know, you will find this through all of them, through all the different occult organizations, through Mormonism, through even our own presidencies. We find genealogy being the ruling line, the ruling... study that these men follow. So what we have to ask, what is it about genealogy that's so important to magic? And I find that these that have the so-called god blood that come down from the pharaonic bloodlines have a better contact with these other realms.
Well, that's what they believe, and we're here looking today at what they believe. I don't believe it. But we need to understand the elite and their mindset and what they're into, and why they have these symbols. And I think they're getting power from these symbols. I mean, what types of things does Aleister Crowley's book cover?
Well, the Book of the Law is definitely one of the most disturbing books I've read. It promotes violence, aggression, all kinds of what we would call satanic affairs.
I was watching on national Israeli television a clip on YouTube the other day of a top rabbi saying, we want aggression, we want the ego, we want to be violent, we want, and this was this particular sect, for the Kabbalah, that's really what that's about.
Yes, exactly. And they believe in this order out of chaos, and so if they can get more people to get into the chaotic state, then they have more control. We keep finding this over and over again throughout their actions. Personally, I find that, I've been to Benjamin Franklin's Lodge in Philadelphia, and you go into the Benjamin Franklin Hall there, and you'll find a golden sperm sun sitting there. So for me, this goes back to all the way to the creation of America and its purpose. Now we find America being turned into a satanic force. We find it encoded each and every way that we can in the 666s that we've uncovered in corporate logos and CERN and even the meaning of W and VW. We get to these concepts of this satanic order. And as I see it, as they're promoting us through their mass media, you know, which also...
They are making us lower-level initiates. We're being brought through initiations. That's what 24 is, and the White House putting out memos saying we torture children. They are now indoctrinating us in their mindset.
Yes, and making us appear to the rest of the world to be a satanic force. And certainly, when we start to look into what fascism is, we get to corporatism, and we find that through my Masonic studies, through my studies of corporate logos and their incorporation into Masonic ritual. So if we follow each corporate logo into Masonic ritual, you can outline every single corporate logo into a Masonic ritual. We're looking at fascism. We're looking at corporatism. We're looking at a secret cabal that has been moving an agenda forward through the means of corporatism. And so then now we must realize that these men are globalists. They are globalists. And so they are not dedicated to America, right? Within the Freemasonic rituals, you must admit that you first serve the Brotherhood and then whatever nation you happen to be in.
For Internet viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv, we're streaming live. This will be encoded and posted at PrisonPlanet.tv later. For everybody else, we'll be right back on the other side, but we're going to continue behind the scenes for InfoWars.com audio stream listeners. Freeman, continue.
All right, well, We cannot deny the allegiance being shown through corporate logos, through the different symbolism that are being shown to us from the pentagram of Texaco, the shell of Shell, the eye in the pyramid of AOL, and all of the others. As you look into my studies on FreemanTV.com, you can see all the different outlines in Freemasonic worship and allegiance in the corporations. Corporatism is fascism, and as I went around to the different war memorials all around America that were dedicated to the goddess and her death, right? The death, or they always have a dead man with the goddess. I have.
Yeah, in England, in France, in Latin America, at all the war memorials, it's the goddess and her cherubim or other sub-goddesses looking down on the memorial. And they got World War I ones in London where it'll say 214,000 infantry in this battle. And it'll show them, and she's looking down, accepting the sacrifice.
Yes, exactly. And those are all over America as well.
And it says, "Oh, we worship the glorious death," around one.
Yes, yes. Now, one of the earliest cities in America is St. Augustine. And when I did a filming campaign there, I found some most amazing things, such as the numerous obelisks, or Osiris's phallus, that were in the city courtyard. But these phalluses, the obelisks, stand right over the slave market where they sold humans. And then on that phallus it says, "Our dead." And then you have Flagler's College that's surrounded by symbols of torture. It has an Iron Maiden and others. And then inside you find, again, the phallus and the bowl. You will find that there is...
Well, where they killed William Wallace in London, they built a giant spike, a huge phallus.
Yes.
Amazing.
They want to keep this in our minds, and they want to keep these type of people in our minds. They will highlight different people as symbols. So as we hold George Washington as a symbol instead of a man.
Icons.
Icons, absolutely. So in St. Augustine, in the first city of America, we find the roots of Freemasonry right there at the very get-go, right at the very beginning, with their phalluses, with the... But then I found other interesting things that connected to Bohemian Grove, where they had a portal or a frieze in front of the... over this archway with an owl in a portal and a traumatized angel in
the other.
I'll
tell you what, we're coming back to the main transmission. Let's start there and get more into Bohemian Grove and then get into some of the Anna Nicole Smith and all that crazy stuff. And, of course, Britney Spears and most of these girls are then tied into Disney. Here we go. We're coming back to the main transmission. PrisonPlanet.com. Is our guest behind the scenes for InfoWars.com. Listeners on the streams there, you don't miss anything. We were getting into their symbols and their iconography, the power they believe they draw from this. We're getting into Bohemian Grove, and then I want to get into, you go to the Bohemian Grove, not in Monterio, 60 miles north of San Francisco, but their main lodge, and I've been there, right by the Golden Dome of the city council, and all that occultism down there. They have images of men in robes with a baby going and throwing it in the fire, carved in and by little owls. And, of course, that's in their own yearly handouts and literature the members have. It's really a bull, folks. And so people get confused because they then call it an owl during the ceremony when they're representing it as the female goddess. But then they also go back and then address it as a male. And if you really look at it, it actually looks like a bull. So that confuses people, but that's classic occultism. They might have one idol represent multiple deities or both sides of the same deity. A lot of mumbo jumbo there, but it's just everywhere. Please continue.
And this is how we find out. This is where we go. We have to dig into their works, look at what they're looking at. Now, the owl obviously is a symbol of illumination, a symbol of illuminism. It sees in the dark and can turn its head 360 degrees. So it's really a symbol of illuminism. What we look at when they start to promote to us the different icons and the ideals to us, then they want to set us up for their agenda. And so, like, in the latest current hits, we find, I forgot her name at this moment, but she sings a song about kissing a girl. Many little teenage girls are going around singing about kissing a girl in her cherry lipstick. This gets imprinted into our mind. There's been numerous occasions where this type of programming is being used. So we find it most especially in the pop stars and the pop icons. And so we find that Led Zeppelin followed Aleister Crowley, the Beatles followed Aleister Crowley, the Rolling Stones followed Aleister Crowley, and all of these different lists you can go down. And then they are instilling mind pattern programming into the children. So you'll find that every song by Kiss is about sex or rape. But yet you wouldn't know this at 10 years old when I was listening to Kiss. I didn't know I was singing about sex. I didn't know what they were programming into me. So we find that they are using these icons, and the icons are mostly willing to be part of this system, like Madonna. Now, Madonna has gone full-blown into her Kabbalistic studies and has now...
And by the way, she admits that. You would say 6, 7, 8 years ago, I would talk about her and all the occult rituals she was doing. You know, we would talk about how the entire... production was a ritual we get laughed at. Now she says it is.
Exactly.
And so we're right again, as usual.
And she's gone on to take on the name Esther, which is another form of Ishtar, which is back to our same Illuminati goddess here. Yes, and she is used in these high-profile rituals.
And by the way, she's always been real healthy. Now she's getting anemic. She's getting real sick. This stuff also destroys you.
It seems to. I mean, if we're looking at other people in the icon era with Heath Ledger or... Anna Nicole and Brittany and all of them, it's definitely not good for your psyche, but it's also not good for your health. And I'm starting to do a study on the deaths of these occultists because I want to see, you know, are they dying horrible deaths? And most of
them. Jim Morrison.
Yeah, most of them seem to. Even Manly P. Hall was found hours later after his death with ants crawling in and out of his body. So we do find a lot of these occultists dying horrible deaths. And one of such death that I have tracked was the death of Anna Nicole.
All right, stay there. We got a break for 70 seconds, the fourth and final hour on this Friday edition, straight ahead. But we don't stop there. I'll be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Freeman is our guest for the rest of the hour. Coming up, we're going to play a few more clips of the impeachment hearings, mix that in. This is big news. We're posting all those up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, as well as articles about it for the latest info. Freeman is our guest for Infowars.com audio stream listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're going to be skipping some of the breaks today. So if you're listening on the web and don't want to miss any of those, be sure and go get on the right stream. Infowars.com. Those are different streams there than the network. Freeman, continue. I want to get into the Masonic information, the messages, and the money, because they believe in great power. That's past. They believe that, you know, commerce is a ritual, so it's added ritual. They believe us carrying it out over and over again adds to it. And so I want to get into why they showed the Pentagon attack, the World Trade Center's attack on the money. I mean, everybody looks at it. People that don't even believe us about 9/11 being an inside job go, oh, my God, that is that. In the series of money that came out the year before the attacks, I want to go through all that. But right now, Disney's been caught with occultism. Like we told you, Madonna was doing rituals. Like we told you, Britney Spears was, and now they admit they are. You know, kissing and with the snake and the dancers, and now they admit. Okay, so see, there's not debating. They admit it, but still, you've been programmed to say it's not real. Same thing with Disney. Same thing with the Mouseketeers. Get into that.
Yes. If now, when we're looking at these genealogies, once again, a few of them might surprise you. Now, as we know, we can't prove much of this with, like, Hitler's mom being a maid in the Rothschild mansion, right? Well, Disney's bloodline is the same. It's hidden. It's coded. Nobody knows who Disney's dad really is.
Same thing with the Bushes.
And the same with the Bushes and the Pierce, which we'll get to. So when we start to look into the picture, we find that, okay, first of all, Walt Disney was hired by J. Edgar Hoover to instill mind pattern programming into the children. It was an FBI plan. It was instigated. Now,
By the way, that's come out that the FBI was involved with Disney. That's mainline history.
Yes. And we will find it was a E.E. Conroy that was the actual officer that got Disney involved. When we come down through it, we find that, of course, Walt Disney World is nothing more than a military-industrial corporation. The whole ride, every show in there, every ride is sponsored by a military corporation. So we've got pretty much their dream, their utopia, as symbolized in Walt Disney World. So now what happens is we've got these list of Mouseketeers. We've got Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Lindsay Lohan, Justin Timberlake, and then Madonna and Prince and Michael Jackson were also all affiliated with Walt Disney, but not Mouseketeers. And what we find are these five people have won the Emmys the last 5 years in a row, or 2 years in a row. This is ridiculous. This is obvious to me. This is quite obvious. And then what they will do is use these people in high-profile rituals. And so at the Super Bowl, when Janet Jackson had her breast fall out.
She had the sun on it.
She had a sun on it. And this is the hermaphroditic symbol because the goddess is always shown bearing a breast and the god is always symbolized as golden sun. So we're back to the hermaphrodite, and that's why they interrelate the god and goddess type.
Male-female.
Yeah. Exactly, the male and female. And you can see this incorporated in all their architecture, the symbol of Target, the very symbol of the Star
and
of David.
And so that was a black magic ritual at the Super Bowl.
Right, using us as the people to watch. Then of course, they believe this gives the spell more power, that everybody's watching, everybody's performing the same thing Hitler did. So then we come down further, and we've got Britney and Madonna and Christina Aguilera. So we've got all the Mouseketeers once again coming down in another high-profile ritual at the MTV Awards. And this is the one where Madonna's dressed as a worshipful master in her top hat and her gloves, or black tuxedo, like a worshipful master of a Freemasonic lodge, coming down the stairs and doing an alchemical wedding with Britney and Christina Aguilera, the two Mouseketeers, giving an open mouth kiss to Britney Spears and a closed mouth kiss to Christina Aguilera, which is also symbolic of the left hand and right hand paths of magic.
Yeah, the right hand wasn't as intense, but she gives the wild, passionate left hand path to Britney.
Exactly. And we can find the same symbolism being incorporated in the Temple of the Goddess in Nashville with the Parthenon. You have the goddess with the sprite putting this the wreath on her head. I found the same symbolism in the capital of Jackson, Mississippi with the goddess putting the wreath on. And I can go around and find the same symbolism in Masonic architecture over and over again.
All right, we're going to take this break. We're going to skip the 20 after with Freeman. We need all the time we have with him. Your call straight ahead, 1-800-259-9231. Transmission continues. We'll leave you during the break with a slideshow.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So Freeman, they have these public rituals, these rock concerts, these Kabbalic rituals, it's all the same stuff. The Super Bowl, bearing the breast, the goddess always and only statues bears one breast, and then they have the sun symbol in with it. A lot of times in the big monuments, you see a goddess carrying a standard that has a sun. So it's saying male and female. And if it's fully to the goddess, the sun will be below her, but most of them the sun is above. But it's showing union. Of those. Now, they did the same thing with the money, because this is the biggest ritual. It's passing hands. It's being worshipped. It's being loved. You'll kill your grandmother, shoot her and bet on which way she'll fall. for this money that they produce, that their power comes from. And during the slideshow we've been showing, and as it cycles through, you'll see the $5, the $10, the 20s, the hundreds, all the different aspects, the towers on fire, even at the same levels, the collapse, the Pentagon, everything. Break it down for us.
All right. Well, this was an interesting thing for me, and this is where having some foreknowledge of their tactics helps, because now I had predicted the date of 9/11. I had followed through following the fall of Bill Clinton, the rise of the W, and at that moment knew that 9/11 would be the date that they'd pulled their major terrorist attack. And I told everyone I knew. Unfortunately, I didn't know you. So I didn't have it on here, but I had predicted the day of 9/11. And I didn't know what would occur. I just knew the date. I'm following the Kabbalism. Well, on that day, I had a dozen people at my door standing there wondering how I knew. But now what was curious to me was that at least four of these people had their bills already folded up into the Twin Towers on 9/11, on the very day. Now, for me, being a conspiracy theorist, as it were.
I remember the first place I saw that was Chris Athanas and Corey Cordes and others on their show. First place that broke, I remember, for anybody, within days, they were folding money up, and then years later it was all over the news.
Right. And now it was posted on the internet that day, and if somebody just happened to figure this out and all of a sudden show it on the very day, I don't believe. I believe that this is being shown to us, letting us know. Now, the curious thing is that those bills were...
And they're letting you know, we're the ones that print the money, we're the ones that did it.
Exactly.
It's like when Special Forces would leave an ace card in Vietnamese communists they killed.
Yeah.
It's a cue card. It's a marking their territory.
Now, if we're looking at it esoterically, if we're looking at it from a magician standpoint, they put these bills out in 1996. And that was when they made the first change. If you look at the bills prior to 96, they don't fold into the Twin Towers. I have pictures there, if we can show them, showing the 20s, where you can see that they don't fold into the Twin Towers prior to 96. And 1996 is the same year that Saddam Hussein is announcing he's Nebuchadnezzar reincarnated, rebuilding the Tower of Babel.
By the way, that was on the news. Again, Madonna admits she's doing rituals. They all do. He's announcing he's Nebuchadnezzar. Google that. Again, they all believe this.
Yeah. I mean, the headline of Y2K was Muslims stop the Freemasons from capping the Great Pyramid of Gold. I mean, this stuff has all been in the news. Everything
I
say.
There was a big fight in Egypt. George Bush Sr. flies there, and then they say, no, we're not capping it with gold. They had huge movie screens with horned goblins dancing and fire shooting up out of the ground.
Yes. So what we're looking at now with this bill, and from 1996, not only did they rebuild Babylon with Nebuchadnezzar, they were also building the Nashville Bicentennial Mall that we talked about last time, which you can see pictures of on FreemanTV.com. These bills now, in an esoteric and a magical state, are already promoting to us the idea, the concept, because they believe that we have like a holographic mind and that we are able to incorporate this knowledge without actually seeing it. And so it's already been there since 1996 up to 2001. 5 years we've got it being imprinted into us through these bills. And then on the day, on 9/11, they allow us to see it. They put it out on their interweb. Now, what I found really interesting was that as they were promoting this, AOL, which, of course, their symbol is the eye in the pyramid, was putting out a poll, because every time you turn on AOL, it gives you a little questionnaire. And their poll was, would you take a national ID card? And so they were instilling this mind pattern predictive programming into us. They constantly are doing so, and they do it in what they consider magical means, using exactly what the dollar bill is a talisman. It is simply a magical spell. This is the reason that the $1 bill has never changed, because it holds most of their archaic symbols. They don't want to change that. And so, but as we watch now, in their mind pattern programming, they're starting to make the bills less and less real.
And they admit that you're getting ready for a change. They admit that all these major mints are built as temples. And then you can even, as you said last week, you can even call up the mints and they'll admit it.
Yes, absolutely. And you'll find them dated to the Anno Lucius calendar, which is the Masonic calendar, the Age of Light, straight back to Lucifer again. But this is a magic spell. That is what the dollar is. It's known as a pentacle, a talisman. It's a symbol of what? You know, of a magic spell. It's an enchantment. It has no real value. It's a piece of paper. But So they are using these symbols, signs, and seals to carry us forth, to bring us forward on their agenda. And we are lost in the enchantment. They're using Hollywood. They're using every method that they have at their disposal to bring us into this fascist dictatorship, this corporate reality that we're all begging for. They have us begging for it.
Continue.
Well, let's look at this just a little bit deeper. And as we're looking into of how they bring us into their agendas, how they do the mind pattern programming, we can travel all the way back to the blowing up of Parliament, the gunpowder plot of 1605, which was brought forth by two men known as Percy and Catesby. But of course, they didn't want these two men to come forward. Instead, they would bring about their fall guy. And Guido Fox, or Guy Fox, was the original fall guy. But this Percy bloodline that was known to be the instigators of the gunpowder plot to blow up King James in Parliament, their bloodline had to change their name to Pierce. And we find this Pierce bloodline comes down to Franklin Pierce, our 14th president of America. And we have the same bloodline from who tried to blow up King James. But, of course, Franklin Pierce was then ousted and replaced by James Buchanan, who is a direct descendant of King James, the one the Pierce bloodline tried to blow up. So now, is this happenstance? No, this is ritual. This is agenda. This is a moving forward. This is a bloodline agenda.
And you have to understand that the Masons are always killing and re-killing and re-resurrecting Hiram Abiff.
So
they're into this, doing the same ritual over and over again. They believe gets more power each time.
Exactly. And we come down to the Pierce bloodline coming down to Pauline Pierce. Now, Pauline Pierce was friends with Aleister Crowley, and she is known to have gone off to France and had a ritual with Aleister Crowley. So Pauline Pierce and Aleister Crowley off doing. Now, what you must realize is once you get up in the higher levels of Freemasonry with like the Ordo Templi Orientis, the order of the OTO, this is sex ritual, is sex magic. And that's where you get all of these hermaphroditic sexual symbols like target sun sign. So Pauline Pierce,
which
comes,
is a pyramid from on top.
Yeah.
Target symbols looking down on a pyramid, a step pyramid.
Pauline Pierce then has a sexual ritual with Aleister Crowley. She comes back, and lo and behold, she's pregnant. Now, whether or not she was pregnant through Marvin or through Aleister Crowley is not known by the public. But then what we find is she gives birth to Barbara. Barbara Pierce then marries the head of the CIA, George H.W. Bush, and we have...
And you've tracked this. This is a fact.
This is, well, as much as we can prove Hitler's the Rothschild, I can prove W is the grandson of the
Beast.
Well,
that's even in mainline history books that his father's mother did work in the Rothschild house and that he did have a bunch of illegitimate children and did place her.
And it was mainstream media when Pauline Pierce went to France with Aleister Crowley and had a sexual ritual.
And so, but then she is connected to Barbara.
Yes. Yeah. Pauline Pierce is Barbara Bush's mother.
That is a fact.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's unbelievable.
And you look at the picture, you know, and Barbara Bush looks very much like Aleister Crowley, and that would make George W. Bush the grandson of the Beast, 666, and that's what Aleister Crowley called himself. I look at the picture, I look at the news, I see it. You know, it's up to you to decide.
But to be clear, they admit that Barbara Bush's mother did have a tryst with Aleister Crowley.
Absolutely, along with Marvin Pierce, who is the owner of McCall's and Red Book magazines. Well, she went off without him and returned pregnant. yeah.
So, I mean, it's admitted that Bill Clinton is a Rockefeller, that his mother was a prostitute, and then that's come out. It's admitted that Rockefellers have secret breeding programs. They're obsessed with that.
Exactly. And if we believe this and we see this over and over again, then this isn't that far outside of the realms of possibility. And we can actually track this bloodline from the blowing up of King James at Parliament, or the attempt to, all the way up to the presidents and up to George W. Bush today. This is crazy. Okay, have one more. Let me throw you one more. Anna Nicole Smith, okay? She was a seeming high-profile ritual goddess for the Brotherhood, much like Marilyn Monroe, James Mansfield, that they were used in these high-profile rituals.
Now, it was Mansfield who really was in...
She was in the Church of Satan.
Yeah, I mean, that's admitted. That's admitted, yeah.
Absolutely. And George W. Bush is admittedly a descendant of Marilyn Monroe. It was in Us Weekly magazine. I don't know.
And then Barack Obama is related to Cheney and Bush.
Exactly. You see, we're looking at a huge globalist, cabalist family. What we find is now Anna Nicole was being passed around in these different rituals and having sex with many, many people, one of which was Prince Frederick von Anhalt. And Prince Frederick von Anhalt was the one who stood before the whole public, it's in my video, and said, no, that child is mine. Do the dates. Do the timing. She was having sex with me on a night that no one seems to remember. Now, if we look into Prince Frederick von Anhalt's lineage, we find that he is quite possibly a genetic experiment to artificially inseminate Gretel Braun with Hitler's semen. Now, we know that Clawberg was the father of artificial insemination, Karl Clawberg, and that they had kept Hitler's semen. So it's possible, right? But now Prince Frederick von Anhalt's being a Hitler, being a Rothschild, would make Anna Nicole's baby a Rothschild, right? If he truly was the father as he says he is.
Well, it goes back to the Greeks, though, that the prostitutes were at the temple. You'd go have sex with them there. That's where this is all crazy. I know a lot of it can be documented, some of it can't. It's just so bizarre. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting into some of the really esoteric things here with our guests. We're going to skip this break for InfoWars.com listeners.
Jim Newcomer from...
We'll go ahead and cut that off. Go ahead.
Let me just conclude that thought, because what we find now is the claimants for Anna Nicole's babies, of course, are Howard K. Stern and Burkhead, Larry Burkhead. But, of course, out of the blue comes Prince Frederick von Anhalt, who is the husband of Zsa Zsa Gabor, who is another rumored mind-control slave for the media. And he honestly keeps her locked up in his mansion with a padlock. Zsa Zsa Gabor is not allowed out. Okay, so now we've got this guy connected with a former mind-control slave and now with a new mind-control slave. Now, what is curious is when Anna Nicole died, before her death, she was given over to Howard Marshall, who was a Nazi oil baron, had $1 billion in the bank, and he was married off. This is the old man that Anna Nicole was married to, 93 years old, I think he was when he married her. She was like 26. And he dies the very next year. But what this does is put his money into her lineage, right? But the will was left kind of open in the air. And even all of the lawyers I saw in the news trying to analyze it couldn't figure out who got the money. Who gets this oil tycoon, this Nazi oil tycoon's money? Well, it comes down to Daniel Lynn Smith, who is the daughter of Anna Nicole. She gets,
and then notice how the son mysteriously died.
Right. The son dies 3 days after the daughter's death. And you'll find that they're into the trinity, the threes. And so 3 days after the daughter's birth, Daniel Lynn's birth, the son, Daniel Smith, drops dead in the hospital in front of the baby. Then 3 months later, after the birth of the daughter, Anna Nicole drops dead in front of the baby in Hollywood, Florida, that is. Now, if we're looking at this ritually, this all makes sense. But what we find is that this daughter, this Daniel Lynn Smith, the daughter of Prince Frederick von Anhalt, is a direct descendant of the Rothschild bloodline through Hitler.
And you've got these corrupt oil barons.
And now has $1 billion from a Nazi oil baron. Yes. What can you say? I mean, I have this database. The outline.
No,
is
I've
there.
Looked up a lot of this and found out a lot of what you're. I'm not saying you're lying or wrong about the rest. I just haven't looked into all of it. But it is a fact, and I've seen the documentation before. Maybe we can go over that a little bit more. That Barbara Bush's mother did. That is where for us to document. Did run off for a time with Aleister Crowley and come back around that time pregnant.
Absolutely, I have the news source linked onto the FreemanTV.com in the article on Anna Nicole, Brittany, and mind control. You can absolutely go and check it for yourself. But like I say, some of these things are hidden. Like, we can't prove Hitler's bloodline. We can say that it's most likely.
Well, we know he had those records destroyed, and that was in German newspapers, and it was a big deal. And in German newspapers that he was a Rothschild, mainstream newspapers, and then he had a bunch of people killed.
Yeah, and then we've got Walt Disney. We have,
and
George
then he
Bush.
Would only have sex with cousins and people too. It was all about a bloodline there.
That's the ancient Egyptian way. You know, they always had sex with their sisters. That was one thing that I've tracked for so long to try to understand.
And then they killed his first cousin, Gelly. She was going to speak out about it, and they popped her.
Yeah, anyone that comes forth, and you'll see that what they'll do is they'll take the ones like Catesby and Percy that were involved in the gunpowder plot, and they'll kill them on the spot. But then they'll bring someone like Guy Fawkes, or in a case of Freemasonry, or the Templars, Jacques de Molay. They bring these people out as a symbol, as a fall guy, as Oswald was a fall guy. You know, they bring these men out when the true perpetrators of the event were hidden and killed, usually. You know, if you kill them off right away, then you don't have to worry about the conspiracy getting out.
Well, they're a bunch of lunatics. I've been to Bohemian Grove. I've seen them do the rituals, and so God knows what's really going on. But we're looking into it today. Here we go back to the full broadcast.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns.
Build to destroy.
You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand.
Sounds like Bob Dylan knows what's going on.
And you hide from my
eyes. Listen to all his lyrics, boy. It's pretty serious.
Yeah, he was definitely one that was trying to move forward with the concepts of liberty and freedom. And down with the understanding. I mean, once you get into that realm, once you're in the Hollywood music scene, you start to learn quickly who's in charge and who the filter is that allows people to rise to the top. And we find that that's right now, America is becoming so satanic in its music and its movement into this era as of the dark hero. From the moment of Y2K, we have been moving into the era of the dark hero, like the latest film of Batman, The Dark Knight. These are the concepts they want to instill in us: vengeance, hate, aggression. And so they have used every form of media they have in order to instill this type of mind pattern programming into us of the age of the dark hero, the age of Horus, which was heralded by Bill Clinton in his Y2K stance when he said, "It is a rising sun," and they had the River Thames burnt to the speed of the sun. And as we discussed before, the capping of the Great Pyramid with gold. This is absolutely how they work. This is their enchantment, their spell. This is why people are dressing up as a V for Vendetta character V and going out and doing protest. You know, this is the power of Hollywood. If we consider when Jaws came out, the beaches were empty. Okay, Hollywood does have power. People were afraid to go to the beach after watching Jaws. I mean, there was complaints by everyone in Florida about that.
It's the same hoax with bin Laden. I mean, even if you believe it was real Arab attacks, 3,000 killed, you still got a better chance of being struck by lightning or many times chance of drowning or car wreck. But it's that unseen primitive fear. And then don't worry, the Black Wings of the New World Order will save you from the evil Jaws. Dun-dun.
Now, we look at their symbol. Their symbol is the double-headed eagle with one body. Now, that's
your dad's Masonic ring, let me say.
So we're looking at very much the Hegelian dialectic. The idea that they are two forces opposed, but they actually are one body. And this is where we will constantly be caught off guard if we allow them to promote the ideas of, oh, these are the bad guys and we're the good guys. So we've got to realize that it's us, the people right now, right here, all of you listening to us that are the good forces. And they're not going to give us a good force to fight themselves. They're just not going to do it. What we're looking at is us having to step forward and not relying on them to solve all our problems for us. We need to step away from this esoteric order and start to promote ourselves. And that's what we are doing at this point now in talking with all of you.
Tell the viewers that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv right now what about your dad's ring.
Yeah, what we're looking at, definitely, you've got the double-headed eagle going on with this concept of the Hegelian dialectic, two opposing forces, one body. It's also a symbol of the god Janus. But what
looking
also,
forward and backward.
Yeah, looking forward and backward. And what we'll see here as well is the concept of the Hebrew, the Kabbalism being incorporated into it, because what you'll see there is the Hebrew letter R, which is Resh, which is in Kabbalism a symbol of the sun. And so to just so that you are you know, well informed on this topic, they are practicing Kabbalism. Albert Pike states this over 70 times in Morals and Dogma.
But the average Mason tells you no because they're a porch Mason.
Because they don't know a thing. Yes, that is absolutely right. Even the worshipful masters aren't certain why they're doing their rituals. And you have to want to know. And they'll tell you that, too. And they'll also tell you that they're going to lie to you about it until you figure it out for yourself, because that's the way they act. And that's the world we live in, and these are
show
the
folks on camera. Right here is the camera shot. Some of the different features of this ring.
Okay, so if you can see that there, can you see that?
Yeah, we can
that,
see that.
That is the Hebrew letter R, which is a symbol of the sun in Kabbalism. And then, of course, you have your 32nd degree, which is shown up on the other side, which makes you a high-level Scottish Rite Freemasonry. So you have the York Rite and the Scottish Rite. Now, it's curious. Now, Pope Ratzinger, or Pope Benedict, as he's known now, back when he was Cardinal Ratzinger, was formally opposed against Freemasonry and secret societies. He put out palpable statements saying that he is standing in opposition of any secret societies, that they are against God, and that if you are a member of the secret of the Masons, you are excommunicated from the Catholic Church. But now he has come forth and said, well, you know what? Those Templars, they were okay. We're all right with the Templars and their worship of Batman.
Yeah, they did that a couple of months ago. Stay there. Let's keep talking about it. Continue. I don't want to interrupt you. Keep going. But I just want to tell the network, I am me, the callers, so we can... I've got them on screen. Doug, Joe, John, Mike, Ted, and others. Okay. So keep going for people. You got into Ratzinger saying the Templars are now wonderful folks, and we apologize.
Yeah, we apologize.
Was that about four months ago?
Yes. And what we'll find is that... well, now, as I start to look at these encoded dates, encoded numbers, now, 9/11 is not a date per se for them. It is a number. It is a symbol of Luciferianism, which I could get into if we had time. But what I'm constantly looking for are these dates, these numbers, to try and figure out their next move. And when I noticed that the Twin Towers and the Pentagon both had Masonic cornerstone laying ceremonies on 9/11 in their respective building years, I started looking for other coded dates. And I found the White House having its Masonic cornerstone on 10/13. And now 10/13 is the infamous Friday the 13th of the death of the Templars. It was Friday the 13th, 1307, when the Pope and the King came together and said the Templars need to be eradicated. Now, the Templars are a very interesting study and would take some time to get into. But what I'm looking at right now is the symbols. And, of course, 10/13 is the date on the White House cornerstone, but it's also Chris Carter's production company. And I don't know, you talked with Chris Carter, and did he say that whole 911?
No, I talked to Dean Haglund.
Oh,
okay.
He
was the star, one of the stars in both the TV shows, Lone Gunman and X-Files. Now, the CIA would come plant stories on him, yes. He talked to Chris Carter. You know.
Okay, because, you know, did they feel like that whole giving away the whole 911 scenario was just a lucky guess or what?
And not just a scenario, that a criminal group was doing it within the government as a pretext for a police state and to launch wars in Afghanistan.
Exactly.
And they used drills to make the rest of the government stand down.
So they had every aspect in there. And Chris...
total coincidence. It's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like 7-7, the government ran drills the exact same targets being attacked at the exact same time.
Yes.
Exact same places.
Well, Chris Carter's production company is 10/13, which is the infamous day that the Jacques de Molay was murdered or burnt at the stake by the Pope and the King of France. So this is a date that I'm currently watching. You know, and when I was watching 9/11, I was watching it for 3 years. I watched it all throughout the Clinton era. And the reason I was watching the date 9/11 was because I knew that this Patriot Act, this Homeland Security Department, was coming up. And I knew that it came every early October. And I knew they were going to need time for public reaction. So it happened in the middle of September. I picked the date 9/11 because that was the day HW had announced the New World Order for the first time publicly. And I know how they are about ritual dates. So it was 1990-911 when HW announced the New World Order for the first time publicly. And so I used that as my key, knowing that it was strategic and esoteric. So when we're looking at the picture, we can't simply look at what would be militarily strategic, but we must also look at their symbols and their dates and their timings in the
All right, we're coming back live to everybody right now. Another lonely day, no one here but me. Oh. make some phone calls. It'll be all over the map. But, Freeman, from your studying, I want to get your perspective, your unique perspective, the power structure, because they fool us with Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Chinese, German, Mexican. They confuse us because it's the same, whether it's the Jews or the Kabbalistic system or the Druids, similar, getting into numerology, getting into all of the same gods, different names. It all goes together, no matter whether it's South Islanders and areas they've dug up from 5,000 years ago, or whether it's Druids 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago in Europe, 4,000, 5,000, 10,000 years ago. It's the same thing over and over again. It's a global system with the sciences that were developed that we call the sciences today, growing out of that. Secret universities to guard the knowledge, going back to Egypt, supposedly taught to them by the gods. And then they love it that, like, they divide us between Democrat and Republican. They divide us between, you know, saying, no, it's all run by Nazis. No, it's all run by Catholics. No, it's all run by Jews. No, it's all run by, over and over again, obsessing on this. But you see Pat Robertson, the Protestant white guy with the black radical Al Sharpton, saying global government tax, you know, environmental tax. You know, they're all together. You see the Football League come out for the global tax, NFL. It's all the same system now. They're all really showing us now they're unified. And so from your research, what is the global power structure? Break that down for us.
Well, the global power structure lies in these city-states that we control religion and economics and military. They have been working towards this, their so-called utopia, for quite some time. If you study Freemasonic writings and studies, then they take you back to Atlantis. They take you back to times anterior to the Temple of Solomon. These people have been, well, you know, it depends on how far you want to go, really, because as we're looking at Masonic ritual, we're trying to stick to their main power structure, but we have to understand where they're coming from. As you mentioned, the rituals of Hiram Abiff, as we get to the Ark of the Covenant. Now, do we believe in this? What do we think of the Ark of the Covenant? Now, when you're in a Masonic ritual, when you're doing the acting out of Hiram Abiff, who was the architect of Solomon's temple by Masonic standards, we find that this temple was built to house the Ark of the Covenant. Now, if we look into the Ark of the Covenant now, just looked at plainly, the Ark of the Covenant was the first weapon of mass destruction given to mankind by God. That's what the Israelites would use it for. They'd hold it out in front of them. Now,
that's what the Bible says.
You know. Right. So it's you know, it's how far do you want to go with this? Now, what they had there was the power of God as they knew it. What they would call it, and what this power was known as is the Shekinah, or the Shekinah. And this is a same term used within Freemasonry when you're asked, what is the Shekinah? It is the cloud of brotherhood that surrounds the Masonic altar, just as
the veil.
Yeah, well, and so this is
Holy of Holies.
Their communication with God. Now, I take this back, and I look at these things as high technology. From Masonic studies, from their studies, they believe that there is a high technological advanced race in the ancient past that was wiped out and is now coming back to fruition. To them, America and this new global elite
is the new Atlantis.
Is the new Atlantis, exactly. So they are the ones that are studying UFOs, ancient astronauts, the high technology of the ancient past. If you start getting into these studies, you're going to constantly come to a Freemason that is giving you the information. That is what they are interested in. So for me, this story goes way back in the ancient past and comes up to forth to today. Now, Alex, what am I to do when a big flying V-shaped craft flies over my head? I tried to film it. I apologize. I don't have it on film.
Well, we know they have a lot of advanced technologies. The government does, so...
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, for almost 20 years, they kept the B-2 bomber secret.
Exactly.
When they rolled it out in 87.
Exactly. And this was absolutely an anti-gravity craft that I saw. So who are the people in these areas? These are the occult orders once again.
Well, it's admitted that NASA was founded by a bunch of different cults, and Crowley's people are involved, and JPL, and all of that. We're going to have to get into that next time you are on with us, Freeman, because I need to go to some calls here. I'm sure they'll be all over the map, but it is awesome having you with us. Stay with us for the calls. FreemanTV.com. Links to that up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Doug in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I've been a listener for about 2.5 years. My wife and I have distributed hundreds of your DVDs, and I just wanted to compliment you on Truth Rising. It's a very moving and powerful film.
Thank you.
Wanted to make a point about Romans 13, the controversy over Romans 13.
Funny, I just clicked on InfoWars, a good article written by B.L. Beard, about that. It was just happened to click on that right when you said that. But go ahead.
Wow, all right. Well, in Christine Ebersole's speech was really great in Truth Rising. I thought that was one of the high points of the film. And she was talking about authority and truth. And I just want all the Bible believers out there to realize that our authority is the rule of law in America. And the Constitution of the United States is our authority. And that's the authority we are to submit to. And that's what Romans 13 is talking about. It's talking about lawful government. And that's the authority we submit to. And this elite, these criminals, these people that Freeman is describing here are satanic. They have taken over our government. They are the ones that aren't submitting to authority. They are our enemies, and we must stand against them.
Well, they are the revolutionaries. They want to overturn the human order. In fact, they admitted it was occultic in the French Revolution. They wanted to have a 10-day week, no rest. They wanted to change the months of the year. I mean,
change the calendar, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know why this is complicated for Bible believers. The authority in our country is the rule of law, and we submit to the Constitution and the rule of law, unlike our enemies, and we must stand up against them. I feel that your show has taken a qualitative leap forward in the last couple of months, Alex. It's just a great resource and inspiration every day to us. Thank you for your show, and God bless you.
Well, thank you, my friend. Things are getting a lot darker, so I'm getting a lot more focused here. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Joe.
Afternoon, Alex.
Hi, Joe.
Doing?
Good, sir.
I have a question. I apologize. I just woke up a couple of weeks ago. But since I have awakened, I have discovered a lot of disturbing things going on in my country, such as the FEMA concentration camps, all these executive orders giving the government permission to basically turn us into slaves.
But again, that's really lawless. Somebody can claim they're the king and claim they can eat barbecued babies on the White House lawn. Doesn't make it so.
Yes. I was wondering if you were aware of the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill that is going through the House of Representatives.
Yes.
Number H.R. 8791.
Yes.
Well, there's a little clip about it on YouTube, and it's pretty scary when you think about one of his last sentences. A lot of it, he says, is classified, but one of the things that he does say, Representative John Holler, Pennsylvania 12th District, is that also that bill also gives them the ability to draft a new Bill of Rights. Has this bill passed?
Not that I'm aware of. Listen, they're announcing they're going to videotape everybody when they basically take tests. They're announcing anybody who's in any type of real estate, it will be fingerprinted as a criminal. They're announcing they're trying to pass two bills where CPS, as we told you, they do in Europe now, and when someone's born, they come to your house and they check you, you know, guilty. We're all guilty. We all have spies watching us, controlling us. I mean, it's all happening. They are making their move. They're getting ready to shut down the web piece by piece. I mean, it's being announced. I mean, what's the name of that YouTube clip, and I'll pull it up.
Bill, we should all be scared of.
Okay, a bill.
No, the bill. Okay. The bill we should all be scared of.
Okay, the bill we should all be scared It's kind of good to do this on air. It teaches people to go look stuff up.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
this
it's a minute and 46 seconds.
Minute and 47, the ones I got. You know, I'm going to go ahead and play it for you right now. I'm going to put you on hold. Hold on one moment. Here we go. Go ahead and play this for folks. I got to get a new audio feed in here. This one's getting dirtier and dirtier. Here it is. This is the clip. Everybody wants.
Congress shall now vote for approval of H.R. 8791.
And of the course, I'm glad you brought that up because that is from The Onion. And that's the one I thought it was, and that's why I'm glad that we pulled that up. And so I am aware of similar bills that do things like that. And so what The Onion does is, now distributed in most areas of the country, including Austin, Texas, New York, D.C., San Francisco, L.A., Chicago, is you can go to the John Warren Defense Authorization Act that says the president's above the Congress, and he's saying he won't let a Homeland Security Board who are co-equal with the president even see the plan, but we have the cover sheet, and clearly it says he's a dictator, or whoever the president happens to be. We have the Military Commissions Act saying they can secretly grab U.S. citizens and arrest us. We have the torture memos. We have all these other pieces of legislation, executive orders about work brigades, Houston Chronicle and FEMA camps. And then what happens is things like The Onion give cover to that because then it turns it all into a big joke. Then people say, oh, I heard about that. That was in The Onion.
Right.
Instead of, I mean, I was just watching the hearings today, but they were reading the White House saying, no, we don't let White House people be subpoenaed by Congress. I mean, Nixon tried that, and they were about to impeach him. And then they quote Nixon saying the president can do something, and it's not illegal if it is illegal. And they said, no, he was wrong then, he's wrong now. And you have the White House saying they're above the law, and they can do whatever they want. And again, they're setting these precedents now. This is bipartisan. And so, sir, I appreciate your call, but again, it's things like NACERA, the National Economic Restabilization Act. Not real, been around for 12 years. Every day I have to tell people it's not real and they get mad at me. There's not a secret group in the government that saved you and everything's really okay.
Right.
There's just so many hoaxes out there that end up – I mean, I'll talk about something as long as there's some evidence to it. Like, it sounds crazy that the elite are doing rituals, and that sounded crazy 10 years ago when we had Tex Mars on saying Madonna's doing rituals, Kabbalistic rituals, and he wrote books about it in newsletters. And then now for 3 years she's been saying, I do Kabbalistic rituals.
Right.
And I've been doing it for years, and now I'm telling you. Or it's crazy to report on these type things, but it's real. It's crazy to say I snuck in Bohemian Grove and got video of them doing this. And the Grove admits I snuck in and is mad I did it in TV programs they've been talked to, and they've said, the one that aired on Trio Network. But people still deny I even got that footage. The people say that isn't real when the Grove admits that's real.
Right.
So, that's the problem with this background of disinfo that's out there.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, John in Florida. Go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead, John.
Hey, I just want to touch base and figure out what are the, I kind of grew up in this thing ever since I dropped out of high school because I felt like I was being programmed. And
me too.
A lot of they're doing. How do we unprogram our minds once we become aware that they're doing it?
Sure. To clarify, I didn't drop out of high school. I quit college because I was total programming. There wasn't any feel like it. It was just, my God, I'm paying to be just sophomore level, open brainwashing. I mean,
no doubt about it.
You're paying to go to a re-education camp. That's why you hear him say education, education, education. That's to dumb you down. We've had the former head of policy department of education on about that. But sure. I mean, what's your point? I mean, I take your point. Anything else you want to add?
Well, what I'm saying is, how do we unprogram our minds? I mean, when we get something like 9/11, where originally maybe we might have accepted it, and then now we know it's a lie, and then our mind is constantly going at each other, how do we get over that barrier? Because there's so many things where we're told one thing, and then it's something else, and then...
Until you just learn to accept lies and get mad at people that point out you were lied to.
Yeah. Well, what you find also is that you'll go through the different stages of grief that you find that when you find you're dying. Because learning this stuff is very similar to dying or knowing that you're going to die.
Yeah, the old lie, the old mindset dies.
Yeah, and so you will go through all these different stages until
grief
and anger until you finally get to acceptance. And once you get through these stages of grief, then you won't find your path. You'll find your way through this.
All right, well, God bless you guys. Take it easy.
Thank you. We're going to take Mike and Ted's calls in the final segment, and we're going to talk behind the scenes for InfoWars.com listeners in the three-minute break that's coming up and let you finish up, Freeman. before I do that, I want to thank some of our sponsors that have made this radio broadcast possible. One of them is an amazing atmospheric water filter. You don't need to hook up to the city water supply or go to a pond or a lake or a well. This water system's been around for more than a decade. Big company puts it out. And I've seen these incorporations in homes and really marveled at them. It has five filters in it, but they're very easy to maintenance and clean every few months. It just takes water out of the air, so there's very little in it to begin with. But it goes through UV, you name it. Just go to acolablue.com, acolablue.com, and find out more about them. Or go to infowars.com if you forget the name of the website, and you'll see a banner for acolablue. Just remember blue, acolablue. And you can check out their amazing units. And we also sell Berkeys, of course, at InfoWars.com. If you want the classic gravity felt, we sell the British Berkeys on our website, InfoWars.com. They're the best gravity filter out there if you have water. But for somebody who's got solar panels or, you know, if you're in an emergency or just power in your house, this is a system that makes 7.5 gallons a day in normal weather, humidity, but in a desert, more than 2 gallons a day. I mean, this would keep three or four people alive in a desert, or maybe even more. What's 2.5 gallons? I mean, that's a lot of water. So that's three or four people. I mean, our problem here with the one we got in the office is that all of us drinking it can't drink it down each day. It just keeps filling up. It's just an amazing system. Acolablue.com or 1-866-585-4044. 1-866-585-4044. Acolablue.com. 1-866-585-4044. And another fine sponsor, eFoods Direct. eFoods Direct is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. J. Michael Stevens Group is the company. Steve Shank is the owner. I bought storable food from them 4 times. Kept two of the supplies, gave the other to family. It's just an amazing high-quality food at a very low price, freeze-dried or dehydrated, so it fits in very small areas, lasts more than 10 years in climate control. Technically, it could be 20-something, but we like to say more than 10. And 10 in non-climate control, meaning in a hot garage or something. Give them a call, 1-800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. On the web, big fat banners, top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's 800-409-5633. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And you can also, when you call the J. Michael Stevens Group, get a free audio CD about what they do. Get a free brochure, 1-800-409-5633, or watch it all. They got videos, CDs, you name it, online, audios at eFoodsDirect.com. We're going to talk with Freeman behind the scenes for InfoWars.com stream listeners, for everybody else. We'll be back in 3 minutes with some final calls. Stay with us. Okay, Freeman, we got 3 minutes left here for all the big audience on the web and the folks that ripped this off PrisonPlanet.tv and put it all over YouTube and everywhere else. We appreciate them. But the high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, I want to thank those members. You've got about 3 minutes to talk about anything you want. We're going to come back and take some final calls.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, first off, you know, my Anna Nicole Brittany mind control article was already repositioned over to the World Wide Web 2. If you look in the URL of that article, you'll see where it says www2. I don't know. It's the only article that they did that they switched over to the World Wide Web 2. And I don't know what that is.
I've been seeing that pop up on a lot of websites, www2.
Yeah, and it's the only article of mine, the Anna Nicole Brittany one.
Well, I mean, how would somebody get into your website and change that?
Google sent me, I don't know. They just, it just changed. I don't know. Now, what I see coming, Alex, is as I watch their movement into this new paradigm of science, as we're dealing with things like HAARP and weather modification. I mean, China says that they're going to be shooting some rockets up in, or, you know, missiles up into the atmosphere to keep the rain off the Olympics. We're looking at an area where now these men seem to have the godlike powers. They have this ability to generate storms, earthquakes, floods, control weather in ways of heating the ionosphere. And so what I see them doing, and not to mention that V-shaped craft I spotted, is to bring about this Armageddon script. And they want to bring about the big show. I mean, the bigger show than 9/11 ever was, a global-sized show that brings us into this concept of Armageddon and then will bring us into the ideas of what they want to bring forth. And so putting themselves into positions of power through another global false flag event, which would incorporate weather patterns, earthquakes, and things that most people don't realize they have control over, or at least can manipulate. So this is what I see coming down the pipe, is this what I call an Armageddon script, Project Blue Beam, sort of, only with bigger, even more ramifications than simple extraterrestrials. The problem is that people aren't aware of these powers. They aren't aware of HARP. They aren't aware of the different...
And clearly they've been given the green light, because I don't get into all this stuff, but I know they believe in it. Because now you have top astronauts coming out and telling newspapers, oh, yeah, we met with aliens, it's all real. You have the Pope saying it's real, but then we're still not supposed to talk about it over kooks. And you've got all these governments saying it's real now. It's like they're getting us ready for something, and I think it's going to be staged. This is all...
I agree.
These guys are con artists. They're scam artists. That's what they do. They love tricking people. You know, a magic show is not really magic. It's a trick.
Right.
And just cosmic con artist is what we're dealing with. And so we're covering what the lunatic New World Order believes in and how they control us. Final segment live. Here we go. Wonder if we could get Neil Young to come to the Willie Nelson concert if that happens.
That'd be great.
You heard about that?
I did, yeah. I'm excited about that.
There's a warning sign.
There's a warning sign on the road ahead. There's a lot of people saying we'd be better off dead. Don't feel like Satan, but I am with them.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Florida. You're on the air worldwide. Thank you for holding, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good to finally talk to you. I just called in today to let you know that down here in Pensacola, Florida, we are not all being jellyfish. We are trying to stand up, and we've got a 9/11 Truth Symposium that we are putting on September 27th here in town, and wanted to extend the invitation to Willie Nelson. He said he would like to have an event like that to show his face at, and we've got a good one coming together.
Well, that's great. You know, I'm helping organize the event if we do one, and he wants to do it in Austin, Texas. But if for some reason it turns out to be too complex, you don't want to do that, I am going to try to get him to at least come speak at some event. So leave that to me, as they say, and I appreciate your call, sir. Is there any website you want to plug for the event that's coming up?
GC911truth.com.
Fantastic, my friend. Appreciate the call. Ted in Texas. Got to move quick here. Go ahead, Ted.
Alex Freeman, good afternoon. I just wanted to report on some comments from the hearings today. Vincent Bugliosi basically validated the last 8 months of work that you've been doing in front of that whole committee, talking about false flag operations, specifically bringing up how Bush proposed three ways to provoke. He talked about the UN airplane that he proposed painting. I've heard a lot of people call
it
crazy.
We told Bugliosi about that. Yeah.
Well, he brought it to the committee, and after he called Bush a murderer, or he didn't call Bush.
He said they could be charged with murder, him.
The whole place erupted in cheer, and, you know, they were...
Now, we're posting all those videos on InfoWars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com, on JonesReport.com. They're going to be there for everybody all weekend. Those are the sources for all the information on the incredible hearings that we just saw.
Validation for you, Alex. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, we're going to cover all that throughout the weekend, and I'll have a bunch of clips ready that we're going to be playing Sunday. Be sure and join us this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., Central Time, that's 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain, 4 to 6 p.m. Anybody can listen on the web at InfoWars.com or Global Shortwave, WWCR, or on your local AM or FM dial or satellite. Hope to see everybody there.
Alex, I wanted to say that I will be at Tex Mars's talk tonight at the Chinese Emperor down south on Congress.
Is that Truth Seekers?
Yeah, at 7 p.m. tonight. And I will be in Portland for one of my lectures in the ESO zone that I need to promote that a little bit.
Good. Folks need to go to your website, Truman. Truman, I'm thinking of the Truman Show. I need to go to, that's what my life turned into, all these cameras in here.
Yeah, right.
There at freemantv.com. We are basically out of time. I was thinking that I had time to go to Dick and Ron, but we just don't have time to get to you guys. I apologize. Freeman, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
I don't know which China Emperor that is. I think there's a couple big Chinese food restaurants in town with similar names. Where is that?
You can find it on powerofprophecy.com. I don't have the address on me.
But, I mean, where is it in town?
It's down on South Congress. Yeah, I'd have to look it up myself. You can find it on Power of Prophecy.
That's 7 o'clock tonight.
7 o'clock tonight.
Freeman, great job. Thanks for coming in. Ladies and gentlemen, retransmission starts in less than 1 minute at one place on the web. It's where the InfoWars starts. It's the jumping off point to bigger world, larger horizons, unlocking your minds and souls. I want to thank all of you for spreading the word about the transmission. Get my new film, Truth Rising, today and spread it to everybody. As I said, the InfoWar relaunches for all the great info we covered in T-minus 60 seconds at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.